Tuesday, March 17th, 2026.
Stupid gaff. She decided she wanted my cane. Let's go. The United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I had on the agenda to talk about where we're going to put the land sale money. Nancy is going to call in, or I'm going to call her, and we're going to have a conversation. Just to, so I'm not go between, we can decide what's best option, where to put it.
Land sale.
For the.
Get the money.
Yes.
Closing on the land.
Yes. Where to
how
put it.
Put it into the accounting system.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to get invested in a long period of time and use the interest as well.
Yeah. 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 She had a couple of different options.
The interest should be a whole lot more than the lease has been. So.
Yeah, and then we still get the tax off.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I was trying to figure it out. I bet it's going to be 9 times more a year than what the lease was.
Yes, it will be.
Close to 10.
No liability, take that off. And
yeah. I know like permanent funds were mentioned, but then I don't know how those work on how you designate that or I don't know. So that way we're all in the know. We all have an idea of what the options are and
the
create the best solution.
Did you get that account open?
Yeah.
I'd like to have it kind of like a little.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking too. And then the interest on where you want the interest money to go. If you want it all to fund the general or if you want to fund something else. I don't know where you'd want the interest money to go. So that's just opening for discussion.
I'd kind of like to see if we'll fund the general to offset some of these awful insurance bills we get.
Yeah, and then now with the fire hall, we're going to have, we'll see at the end of the year how much expenses we have with that. And then also the event coordinator and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
The general serves all the people.
It does serve all the people.
Make it just one special thing for the yeah. Because our insurance is going to pay $120 this year. Our insurance, our liability, it's not going to ever really go down.
No, yeah.
It's going to hang right on that.
Yeah.
Numbers. And go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But getting rid of three things that ought to help with insurance. So.
Well, our biggest insurance bill comes on our people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Because I would imagine property insurance for Treasure County might be $30,000.
Yeah.
For actual property.
Yeah. The liability and, of course, the one issue that raised ours should drop off.
But we're still paying
but
for all of
still
those
paying for everybody else.
Incarcerations that weren't here.
Okay. Anybody need a minute?
There's two sets. There's February 20th and March 3rd.
February 20th.
I will have March 11th minutes and the 26th minutes on the next meeting.
I move that the February 20th minutes be approved as written.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Go, yeah, aye. That's been a month ago.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory.
March 3rd.
I did make changes that you requested, Baker, on both sets.
I'll move that we approve the March 3rd.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Maybe we can buy better pens if we get some money around here. I hate them.
Better pens? You don't like these pens?
I go to the bank and steal
them. Bring
which I got from the hotel in
Melanin.
The Delta? Oh, honey.
It sometimes the pens you get won't slide down in the, and this one does. That's why I keep it handy.
And it's a nice pen.
Sit down.
So, training the chef's department went to, we did have to taste it.
We did. I asked him because I thought last year he had.
Last year he had, yeah, because we
something
had
a, paid for it.
Yeah, we had a problem with getting the reimbursement right.
Yep, and so I asked him when he came and brought the claims in, and he said, no, it's coming out of my budget.
Pricey?
I'm not.
Well, the airfare is $438.
Yeah.
We've got the best trained coroner in the state.
No, we don't.
Oh, another thing to look at on the claims was he requested breakfast reimbursement, and they provided it. And I don't know why he said he didn't go, but I don't know if you guys want to not approve
if it was
that.
Provided, he shouldn't have to pay for it.
Yes.
In my opinion,
so in our Microsoft 365, do we have Teams?
I called to check on that, and I think I had three things to check on, and I forgot to ask, so I will ask.
Like when you open your computer.
I do have Teams, yes.
And so we could use Teams if people ever want to, because I think it just comes
with it. Comes with the Microsoft Office.
This is just a little cluster of people in your.
Okay. I'll try to work
I've
on that.
I've used all of them, but
I've never had to start a meeting invite people.
Yeah, I've just been on the backside of it.
I'll talk to Erin because she does it with Teams sometimes with her court.
I've been on a couple of calls. I had to put it on my computer at home because they've switched from everything being Zoom to Teams. And it's like, I don't need more software on my computer.
That one there was stuff for the deal to finish the building, and I don't know what to do, so.
Is that with Rickett?
Mm-hmm.
But didn't.
It was additional to the other. Has he brought in anything yet?
He submitted those two bills that I brought last week.
But I mean the form that says.
Oh, yes. I sent that off. And she sent all that information off. So hopefully we'll get our $100,000 on that. Okay. Hopefully.
Jeez. Got a hushing phone back here.
One of the worst things about some departments having credit cards is that it's really hard to keep track of the expenses because it's already on card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's a full card. Okay, I was going to say, wow, it cost 3 grand to do that.
Have you heard anything more, Hannah?
I haven't noticed anything. I haven't reached out to them to see if there's anything on the back side.
Yeah, I haven't looked for a while to see.
So I'm surprised because Ferguson's is going away from this kind of billing. They don't want us to use, either fill out a form for CNH or
use for the credit card. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What do you use at Ferguson's? You use the CNH?
A card, and they give it, got it on file. Mm-hmm. But then I get the bills. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy a tractor. Mm-hmm. You got to go straighten them out in buildings.
I know.
Ain't no fun.
Well, those are Dave's bills, right?
Yeah.
Because I know in the original bid, we didn't address the seals on those front doors.
Right.
So that was.
But Sean also helped with those
Sean
too, because
did part of the work. So.
Yeah. Which he's gonna just put in his hourly rate, which.
It's not very fair. A couple of those went through there over $1,000, and here's one for Lainey for $8.
She's not on the
tobacco. It's like, oh my gosh.
Jen walked in here and kicked me. I wouldn't know who she is. I've seen her twice in 22 years.
Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who she was, but.
Did she come to the Christmas party?
She did.
She did.
Silver? Yeah, I swear I remember. Only because I mistook her for somebody else and then felt weird.
And that bill just keeps growing. We switched to save money and it just keeps growing.
Are you guys warm enough? Do you want me to turn the heat off? You're comfortable? Okay. If you get too warm, let me know. I'll just shut her off.
I did turn the fans down because this one was making a weird noise. It was spinning so fast that it would doop doop every once in a while. And I thought, that's going to drive me crazy. I turned it down. Well, I'm glad to see this one, River Bottom, for the... Not too sure that they came out on top on that one.
What'd they do?
We got $500 grant and she had to go to the facilitating meetings and show that went to the bottom and they gave us food and drink, you know, for all the people.
Cool.
A lot of food and drink. Mm-hmm. They did an awesome job. It was great. I hope that they came out on top. this one for Susan is less than they have been.
We did. I've got it right here. Yep. I got it prepped.
Has that been working with Robbie in the garbage?
Or is it home? I haven't had. If you want to hear complaints about the community center, just go over there sometime when they're just visiting. Well, some things do, some things don't, but there are people that you just can't make happy no matter what.
Complaints since even with the new gal over there?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was going to say, she's doing a pretty good job, you guys.
They did notice some of the stuff she's done. That's good. It's only a particular one or two.
Always.
It's just interesting. I know why Ruth stays in her hole. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning.
You get so close.
What's that?
Oh, we probably, so we're
that's
doing
so
100
close.
In here.
Because this desk, I have back into it all the time.
Oh.
And so the TV's on the corner. We've got some really old school videos that you've been watching.
How many kids are in Hunter Center?
This year it's a little over five. Mm-hmm. Last year we had quite a few more. Next year I think will be a big class, but we're in kind of a lull of fourth, fifth graders that don't have very many boys. I think one.
So,
two out of four sides.
Who's teaching?
So Lauren Hoffinger is the main lead instructor, and then myself, Shelly Thrower, Trent Hoffinger, and Sal Scrano. We're all kind of helpers in different areas.
Cool. I think Talon's there.
Yes, Talon is there. Yeah, there's Talon, Colton Klein, Savannah Schultz. Those are our three Hysham kids. And then, Nolan Ikeni and Dustin Mack.
Nope.
It's a good group.
Sounds like a fun group.
Talon's kind of our leader. So.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Thank you.
cameras hooked up at the dump?
No.
Okay.
We want to have a deal now, or?
Yeah, we could. Now's a good time.
Oh, we need to spend the money.
Sign checks.
Run into Hannah's office for just a minute. You too.
We'll explain.
So, the last meeting,
So, I saw pictures, a tree blew over in the school.
Still there.
Is that all that happened in town? Is it more of that wind?
There were other trees, and big branches that, I've not seen a great big bunch of damage. Tree branches is the main thing I've seen.
Yeah, I've seen, I heard there were some trees in Forsyth, too.
Yeah, up in the North Tower, where our radio system, we recorded a 140-mile-an-hour wind up there that blew the roof off the building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, blew the roof off the building, and then the roof actually flew up and whacked the tower, so they don't know if there's damage to the tower or not yet. That's probably the biggest thing that happened over there.
It was something. And we've had those winds, but they weren't sustained. I mean, it's just dirt. Just dirt.
Well, I shouldn't say the biggest thing. Probably the biggest thing that happened was the accident.
Absolutely, yeah. And I had folks come to my office that day, and I was like, you know, you can wait. And I can mail, and you'll be like, oh, no. And I was like, well, you're going to get great mileage coming from Billings, but watch yourself going back. Yeah. You're just going to watch that gauge go down. Because I had planned to go to, like I say, to the coal board, but when I looked at the forecast, I'm like, nope, I'll do it on Zoom. And they have a little money left. They denied. They're pretty harsh. You know, you better come ready for anything.
They have a little bit left?
Mm-hmm. They do.
And one more meeting?
Yep. Yeah. Well, yes, it's very discouraging that they deny, but on the other hand, they have to be good applications, you know, so that there is that money. Because there's still some from 2017 that haven't closed. And they keep asking.
And they're asking for more money.
Yeah.
But they haven't finished the project from then.
Yeah, and so it's just a lot.
Bighorn County have anything this time?
They did, and they didn't get it. Because, see, they got that pilot tourism grant of 1.75 or whatever. They got a lot of money in that one. And so they asked for $500,000 for a visitor center. Because there's something in that other one, but there's an awful lot of buildings in Hardin, I think, that could, you know. You have to get creative on some of these things. Yes, brand new is always nice. But I was talking with someone from Forsyth, and they, you know, the tennis courts in Forsyth, they need some help. And I said, well, you know, Custer County put up that beautiful senior center, and it's beautiful with those pickleball courts and things. They said, I think if you went after grant money and incorporated pickleball into your tennis, because it's not that hard to retrofit the two, and then you're serving multiple generations or multiple age groups and the community as well, not just school. But I like to have governments all work together, because your money goes farther when you can
do multiple things.
Yeah. And then it's all, this is mine and that's yours, and then everybody they get proprietary over it, and then it just doesn't work. And I think when everybody's going, it's better.
I had a really good idea about the tree at the school. We've fire department has bought all these wonderful chainsaws. And fire department has a fundraiser this weekend. So I think if they would coordinate with the school to go cut that tree up and they get some community goodwill going. And I didn't follow through and go to Bill with it, but it would require them going to the school and getting permission to do it. And I thought, you better just stay out of that one. But I have to walk around the stupid tree every day. But I don't know what it would cost to have the tree removed. But the fire department could have it done in no time.
You have to pay that.
That is exactly. You shouldn't have to. Everything doesn't have to have a cost. No. Sometimes just do the right thing and you are paid tenfold. Because you did the right thing.
The goodwill that would be, right. Somebody told me about a tree branch that fell down somewhere and the neighbor came and cleaned it up and was over with it. And I was like, wow, that was pretty cool.
But that's how all our communities used to be, but there's just so much division and so much. I hate it.
I do have a question for you. The Dare property, mm-hmm. I drove by there the other day and I think May said something yesterday.
The door
on the shed. If I drive by there and it's open again, is it okay to just go close it?
Yeah.
Because when I drove by there and saw it, that was...
It's on that back shop, and when the wind blows that hard, it just doesn't...
And I thought, should I just go close that? Wait a minute.
I think we're supposed to close on it technically this Friday, but I kind of think it'll be Monday.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
If it happens again, I can just go close it.
Absolutely. That's how I should when I grew up. It was, everybody just looked out for themselves and each other. We were just, and as a kid, you didn't have to worry about law enforcement or anything because somebody was going to tell your parents.
Yeah.
And so you just, we were kind of self-policed and I liked that. They paid attention and we looked out for each other and it helped if somebody was left was down. So that's how we got the pool, the original pool.
Yeah.
It's the same way Forsyth was. Forsyth, that golf course out there, there's a lot of volunteer and donated efforts because the community wanted it and they could see that it would benefit.
Yeah.
So, and now everybody has a dollar on everything. All got to be paid.
Yeah.
Everybody needs an attaboy. Yeah. Everybody needs...
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd love to go back to the visit for my grandkids to see if that's how you can live.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Look at these two.
I don't know if he signed that or not.
Oh, he did. Good job, Marlo.
That's why I left it.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure he signed it.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. I'll be back this afternoon.
I think we'll be here.
What else you got for us, sir?
Nothing really. Pine Rock, Sumatra, that we got snowed out. And snow.
What size of gravel did you have?
We used 3/4 minus.
Huh?
3/4 minus.
3/4 minus. And how many yards did we buy? Tons.
I couldn't tell you total.
Because Mike, he didn't know either yesterday either. He called me, sharp. Mm-hmm. And he says, you guys going to want some of this? Or... And what he really wants to know, do we have anything at Decock's pit? Do we have a permit? Do we?
I don't think we have anything to do with that one anymore.
CBRA took that one over.
I think we got the Icapini. That's the road.
And I don't know whatever happened with the one performance that we got the DEP notice on,
mm-hmm.
because we hadn't done anything on that, and the ditch company was got some projects and potentially, they could get from that pit. And so we need to make sure because That was the one that we got the...
The notification.
Something on it. And I don't know who has the actual permit on that, if it's Foreman's or Treasure County, that they were able to tell that something had been removed or... And I, again, I don't understand all of the... I don't understand all of the... I don't understand all of the paperwork that goes along with all of that permitting. I don't know what... I don't know what...
It can be a nightmare.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
In a big year.
Biggest thing is if you've got one, is to keep responding when they send notices, because that keeps it open.
But I don't know if that one was in... I just remember that we got that deal and we haven't done anything with that. And you know, I know Foreman's have used their file. And so, and I can't remember if they made a decision on or something would have been removed or not. I don't know. I just know that we got a notice on it.
Because they wanted their tax.
So what did Mike want from a gravel pit?
You want to go over here and crush some gravel for us?
No, I think they're hoping to get close to Serpy. They're going to do from my turnoff to 10 miles down.
They're going to do what?
Redo the...
You resurface?
Yeah, tear it out until we redo it. Cause it
just... Oh, so they're going to do... They're going to do like they did out here on the miners. They're going to...
No, they awesome. Have to do some fill.
That is awesome.
They hauled truck after truck after truckload of asphalt to fill those dips. Oh my gosh.
Didn't work out so well.
No, but you know if somebody's driving down the road because of those ruts that are in it and the tire tracks.
And it's been a long time since that milling's been. That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. They're gonna the state is gonna come and do that because you know, for all intents and purposes without a coal mine at the end of it, you know, it could be forgotten.
Yeah.
I think the road is used a lot as a cut across to harden anymore from this side more than going to Custer and across because there's a lot of traffic out there. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful drive.
So I don't know. I don't think we have anything to do with the Detox Kit. You can tell like that. I think that one left.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Mac, yeah.
But what we was thinking we talked earlier was probably purchase the same amount as we did last year from them.
Yeah, I don't know that we're even close to using what we bought last time.
If we stay in there, it's at 7. Might be 7.10 now.
That's cheap.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to stay in the loop with them and keep going. You have the money, don't you?
Yeah, we budgeted the same amount.
We haven't used that gravel budget at all the last 2 years.
Mike's better to have it.
But Mike said I could use the inch and a quarter or the three quarter for that price. The inch and a quarter is kind of rough to drive on.
Oh,
well. We usually use it if we've got a real muddy spot, put it down and coat it with three quarter.
I don't know what the deal is. I talked to him again. He was breaking up. The time I talked to him, it was 5 something. He called and I missed him a couple of times. So let me get back to him. And I told him I'd talk to him again. Does that sound good to you guys? It's the same amount.
Yeah.
Because we budgeted.
Yeah, we budgeted for the same amount. So, well, same dollar amount. It's...
He's going to try to keep it the same price.
But back to the thing with the decaf, if we have the isopropyl one, then we could work that, but then, you know, benefits isopropyl is the benefits Treasure County if they crush gravel here for their project. And we could just get our what we're buying from them out of, you're not driving the fork side for it, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
running
the fork side, just a mile.
That's a long haul.
It's actually more benefit from the gravel because it's been less time on that track.
Yeah, Yeah, I'd like that. Their setup is so damn expensive.
Well, no, they would be. If, what I'm saying is, if they were looking to see if we had a fit that they could utilize for this soccer project, we do.
Yeah.
If I could be the agreement to that, we do have that. And so it would benefit Prince, and it would benefit Treasure County, and it would benefit Lightspeed.
Because they're going to be out there with equipment anyway for the road, so they could do our tile.
Because this one here, when they did the Myers, they cut all that stuff across, cut across roads, which destroyed
which it. Which tore it up. Yeah.
And so I think it's worth a conversation. If we still have the permits on that Accupini one, and because if they're the ones doing it, they would take care of the record keeping, they would know how much is removed.
Yeah.
And we could just take care of that for them. And Accupini would sell some gravel, and we would have gravel closer for it.
It'd save us a bundle.
It would save a bundle. And you would actually get more rock where you wanted it. Mm-hmm.
I think Accupini is a better fit than. Because
I've never been in, I've been in it, but I haven't seen any rock from
that. Mike can deal with bars.
I have no idea where it even is. I just know that the reason I bring up the city talk on is you see it. You see it from the interstate. It's easy to get to. It's got a great road to
it.
Yeah. So, but it'd be great for Trevor County if they made an agreement with one or the other.
I wish they'd do a couple hundred thousand ton and let us pay for it as we went along.
We can use our pit to make us a pile. I'm going to talk to Grant, see if they would sell it. I got a pit in Zaman, I think. That would be so close to Mission Valley and Southern Road, Sumatra.
Who's got it?
Rosebud County.
In Rosebud County, too.
I didn't think that was a real gravel pit. I thought they hauled it out there.
I don't think they got a pit. I think I lost it.
Okay. Because I didn't think there was any gravel at Fernanda. If you ever drive down and went and it mud, you're going to have to look long and hard.
We got a lot of railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Got another one further up north, too, somewhere. I'd have like the CJ. He runs their crusher. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blades are running good?
Yep. Got a, some things on that wing not quite proper. So gotta get a hold of Artie to figure it out. If the pin keeps falling out. I put our petty match on. The bolt's the wrong way.
So?
The threads are sticking out
in the on the
blade side. What happens when we want to take this off? Not going to be good.
Oh, that won't be fun.
Yeah.
Get the electric or the gas wrench out.
Yeah, we'll have to. We've got to turn them all around.
I can't remember. I know we approved the bottom of the new roller venues. Have we been built for it? No.
I don't know. Who would it be coming from?
It would Light be. Talk Enterprise.
And it was for what, 20?
Four, I think.
24,000.
So the reason I'm looking at the cash that's in the capital improvement, that's where I figured it was coming. We haven't pulled anything out. So I don't think we've been billed for it.
He's probably not going to bill to delivery.
Okay.
I would imagine. Okay. I don't know for sure, but that's
okay.
What I would imagine. And they're backed up a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Is that one of the deals they deliver and just snap onto it?
Yeah, just hook on the back. And they work good.
Yeah,
we got one. I'm thinking I'd just take it out in the snow, smash the snow down to about 2 inches and call it good. It's a muddy mess out there.
It is. Just figure 30 snow, they got 25 inches in those times. That's something.
That's crazy.
Good haul of wells. Got cattle trucks coming in tomorrow.
I'm hauling that one up.
Yeah. You're just going to destroy that road. That's mm-hmm.
Well, we're supposed to get some wind today. And that will dry some things down. Cause, you know, it's warmed up since midnight all night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. October, it's so wet. My ground was warm, but it snowed, and it all went right in. Melting from the bottom side.
Which is a good thing for the fields.
Great for the hills.
I don't know how they're going to ever find their topsoil again, but...
Man, that deal was something, wasn't it? Like an idiot, I was right in front of that wreck.
Oh, good.
I mean, my little horse trailer bouncing around back there. I'm an idiot.
Took a couple trees down.
No reason. I pulled into the watering hole, and I said, which way'd you come? I said, it's down the interstate. She said, the radio's been squawking here all they're closing the interstate down, a terrible wreck, and the whole deal from the dust and stuff.
Yeah, they killed one.
Yeah. And, well, I was at the state line, I don't know, 7-8 minutes ago, or however long it takes you to get there.
I was probably there.
The Mile City was way worse. And, you know, this was bad here, but you know, stuff's flying all the way across the road. Come across that flat there by state line on Haines's. Couldn't seem going across that damn thing.
Oh, bet not.
That's where that wreck was.
Yeah.
Way up down
there. Right at county line?
Right at county line.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't see nothing. I was lucky because I'd seen far enough ahead of me. In the good patches, I just kind of went to the center of the road and just held on. It was further across there than I thought where it was blowing. Man. Somebody apparently didn't. Man. I don't know if they're locals or...
Laurel. The guy from Laurel that died.
Oh, shucks.
The way the Highway Patrol described it made more sense than part of what I'd heard, but it was not good.
No. I was really wishing I was at home whenever I was driving down the damn town. Yeah.
So what do we have to do to get those cameras hooked back up? Or?
Just run the wires through the floor, plug them in.
Oh, okay.
Wait to see, are we going to set that down, leave it where it is?
I'd leave it where it is.
The wind didn't move it, so it's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to get much worse wind than that.
Yeah.
So you drill a hole and run the wires up through.
Okay. The reason I think, my opinion in not taking the time to set it down is it's working the way it is. We have a nice set of steps, and if you ever have to move it, what a pain if you don't have to have if you don't have those axles and tires on it. So, you know.
Yeah.
It just will facilitate later if you did move it, if you did want to do anything. It's a quick in and out. As the other way, it would be a whole thing because it's not on skid, so you'd have to do something to lift it up or basically till it's falling down and then push it in the dumpster.
I like the idea of leaving an axle under it.
Yeah,
me too. So it'll move.
Yeah,
I just skirt it. Let the wind blow underneath it.
I think we should skirt it.
Mm-hmm. Either way, don't mind it.
Right.
Well, in North Dakota, they never skirt them things, and the wind blows it instead of drifting.
Yeah, it's fully sealed underneath.
Yeah.
Any little bit's going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, more you can do. Did we ever get to new toilets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, it didn't even blow over.
Nope.
Huh?
It didn't even blow over. Wired to the fence.
Yeah, and I like the gentleman to be raised up there because then they can see. If they're flat, you can't see.
You can't see
what's in the back of a vehicle. Or even, and it gives them a little better bend to sit down to the burn pile.
Yeah, if they just stand up in there, they can see down to the burn pile. Mm-hmm.
If they would get out, they could really see.
Well, yeah, that does make a difference.
Those mechanics having terrible repairs.
I think they all do.
Yeah, they all do. And they have cameras of theirs, but again, cameras are only as good as if somebody's using them. And garbage is
there's
big
no
business.
Consequences for that camera, what you use.
Right. But I just think, you know, the sign is a good deterrent, but it's better to actually have them working. And so I just skirt around it and Leave it because it's withstood a lot of wind.
It sure did. Wow.
A lot of wind.
Yeah, it didn't move a bit.
No. Then we had a bad storm in December. And it's taken a hit or two.
You see Jimmy Larson's farm?
What's that?
See Jimmy Larson's farm? Three quarters of the roof off it.
The one right down by his house or?
Ty? Yeah, down below his house, the bigger one. Yeah. Healed it all off.
Took the roof off of the elevator at Reed Point, which was on the news last night. That elevator's been there 100 plus years.
And then right before that lumber deal went up, yield light or stoplight in Miles City, the Boys Ranch or whatever, it's coming back out of town. Well, the white picket fences, those plastic ones or whatever they are, with this thing in across. And I was like, uh-oh, don't want to have one of them hit me. And all of a sudden, a beer cooler hit me or whatever, you know, this one of them coolers. It stuck to my pickup for a ways, and it finally fell off, and I ran over with the horse tire.
Did Sam's house withstand it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Allison's house, same company, so it lost a lot of shingles previous to this, and so insurance got her new roof, and Wes just got a metal one put on, thank God.
Oh, whew.
That's what she did on hers.
Metal? Yeah.
Pretty sure, yeah. I don't know, something broke in my house the other day. I got a swelled up deal by the washing machine in the pantry. The floor's swelling up.
Uh-oh.
Water leak.
I got that to deal with. Selena was under there yesterday, but it might have been doing it for a while. It's not running, you know, it ain't like it. So she cut some holes in the insulation where it came down. Probably time for mine. It's 30-some years old. Probably time for it to start giving me fits. Got that damn gray plastic with the water lines.
Awesome.
They about live their life. It's pretty sealed underneath it, though. I think I can just hang on the lines underneath. And get a patch of seal of fiberglass and put over them. And then that's all sealed in. Stays about 58 degrees down there. Never. You got to take all that insulation out, try to get in there where it's at.
And you got to get it back up in there.
Yeah. I think it's hanging from the bottom side.
So we're just waiting for Adam. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have anything, Scott?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just here for the whole meeting.
Okay.
There's a memo for you, Robin. I had Danny email it to you. That's to get stuff out of the sand room. We're given a deadline by April 30th.
Sweet. They did get that thing fixed. Fingers.
Okay.
That's the weather.
What's open?
The gate.
The gate behind the...
That Stephen and Payers fixed. Because...
What'd they do?
They fixed it.
Yeah.
The gate's
one
fixed.
One gate wasn't... broken off.
Yeah, but Stephen came and fixed, but now that we needed to have the gate and it was paramount that we have the gate, it's still wide open.
Okay.
Is what he's saying.
I see what you're saying. I said,
yeah.
Won't get a hold of him. I said,
no.
The wind blew his welds off.
No.
I'll tell you.
No.
It was a big hurry to get it done, but all of a sudden.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, no need to be closed afterwards.
Yeah, this is the same thing, you know.
At least we don't have to argue about a key.
Not yet.
That was the only thing we could do.
I think it's great. It's done. You know, the reality of it is, you give me a problem, I'll solve it. But then you're going to give me another problem, and we'll solve that too. But be careful what you ask for, because now I know that that wasn't as big a problem as it seemed to have been.
Well, I thought most of the people were going to die in Treasure County, but it wasn't done.
Yeah.
Because the trucks still aren't in the building.
Nope.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
But it's wide open from behind the theater there.
into that tower?
Absolutely. That's a half a fence there by the apartment behind the theater.
I said, what did they run that wood fence all the way around?
Was it look nice?
Well, in that room is some of the fire department's fencing material.
Yeah, for the rest of the other one between Van Hales and the
And
yard.
I think that is probably 4 years old.
Four or five. We had the material for a couple of years before we built the other one.
We finally got that done.
And I am not at all averse to hire some of these things done because I think it's best to have people do their specialty. However, if there's opportunity for each department to save money in their budget, because I did just read an article of another county where they maintain all their own vehicles, their fire department. And it's their workday to go over because they're the ones operating it, so they go over all of it. And it saves them so much in their budget that they maintain and they have their workday. And it is a volunteer fire department. And our volunteer fire department, all of ours is managed, is taken care of the tourism.
Mm-hmm. It used to be self-managed.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying one way's right or one way's wrong, but the reality is there's X amount of money that goes into each one of these budgets for those things, and we've been really, I feel very kind in being like, well, we can cover and we can take care of it, but that might not always be the case, and so.
If they're worried about their budget, they can do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been told if they want to do their trust, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
So when we have to hire all of these things done, it's going to start coming out of budgets rather than the other areas. And not that's, in my opinion, it's not being mean. It's trying to make sure that we're budgeting the right amounts because we can't pull from other places. Mm-hmm. And then the next year we don't budget enough and it's a recurring expense. We need to that's the whole point of budgets. That's the whole point of your job because otherwise, we could just say, we have this much cash, let's spend it and move to the net.
Right. No, that's why you have a set budget that you stick by.
Like the feds do, they just keep spending money.
Yeah. Start the taxes, boys, and spend money. Yeah. My deal hasn't been coming in very good. I ran to one.
Well, he probably won't call until 11:15. I have a couple things if you guys want to just discuss. The May 5th meeting, I do have a special purpose district election. I'll have people here counting, so I was going to see if we could move it to May 7th.
You tell me what day I'm supposed to be here, and that's a good
one. Well, I just want to make sure you guys were okay with May 7th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's always going to be a problem with somebody somewhere on Sunday.
I know.
If I have a set schedule, it's like, nope, this is that day.
Well, this special purpose district election, this irrigation election, I see why Secretary of State doesn't want to touch it, because it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare. I'm learning a lot. I've had to talk to Hannah a lot.
What's the problem?
Well, it's completely run. So, like, you know, typically in our regular elections, you have to be a registered voter in the state of Montana. You have to follow all the state guidelines. Well, with irrigation districts, you don't have to be a resident of Montana. I have an irrigation district that's across two counties. I can't run it through my election system. I have to do everything by spreadsheet, so I had to create all these things. There's designation forms that you have to have, like if a spouse is married, you have to designate the husband or the wife, so I had to send out designation forms. I have 63 ballots for Yellowstone Irrigation District, and I've only received back 24 designation forms.
They're going to be disappointed when they can't vote.
It's going to be
interesting. And is the voting based on the bylaws of the district company?
They don't have anything about voting in their bylaws. So it's based off statute. So it's vote per acre. And so you have to figure out who's allotted X amount of votes. You have to check that person gets, it's just a lot of work.
Yes, because on that lease plan, they can proxy vote.
Yes.
They can
designate whoever they want to vote for them, which we've had done, and it just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. So
they're a nightmare.
Then the elections secretary of state is now requiring that we have new envelopes, specific ways. So I had to buy all new envelopes. Luckily, I can use them on the irrigation, the town, all those that I create the ballots for. But it's just, yeah. Elections is a lot right now. But anyways. The June 2nd meeting is our primary election. The 4th would be too early. I was trying to plan that meeting to where we could canvass, and we have to have the audit before the canvass. So I was thinking that next week, possibly the 10th or the 11th of June, which then we would have the next meeting on the 16th. But if you guys just want to do a special meeting, that's fine with me. I was just trying to do it all in one.
Why not June 9th on a
Tuesday? We could on Tuesday.
Okay. The reason I say that is that makes sure we get in our bills in time.
The only thing, I have to wait for Secretary of State to do the audit race, whatever race we have to do. And sometimes I don't recall when they exactly do that. But we will shoot for the 9th. And as long as it's all good, we'll. Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll get our bills in by the 10th. Yeah, that'll be good. Okay. So May, June meeting.
Do we need motions for this, or do you want to just...
We probably should do
motions. Yeah, probably should do motions.
So I'll move that the May 5th meeting be moved to May 7th. And the June 2nd meeting to June 9th.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then the other thing is compensation board prep. I just want to know, how do you guys want me to figure? Because last year I had to do a lot right at the last minute. Do you want me to do percentages? Do you want me to do dollar amounts? Do you want me to do, like, what's the preference?
I hate compensation board.
I do too. Okay. I know, because it's estimating and you don't even know what you got.
It does not do what they thought it would.
Right.
It just doesn't.
Which is on this.
Because last year I pre-prepped a 3 and a 5 and then a dollar and a 50 cent, which is about a 3 and a 5. And then we ended up going with a 2.5%. Compensation.
I mean, we just do the percent, because it's just,
that's probably what we're going
to
do.
To make it fair.
I know.
There's, because, you know, math is math.
It is.
So if you do a percent on a higher salary, of course they get a higher raise.
Mm-hmm. So, I know.
There's just no way around it, and especially when you're bound by statute, basically handcuffed by statute, because the others have their dollars, their an hourly rate, and if you've tried to change that, then you've run into the buffer that you're bound, that you can't go higher than the percent of your salary.
Right. I know.
And so there's just
I
no...
I didn't get that.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just do percentage then.
Don't you think? I don't know what you
guys
think.
Yeah, it's always a nightmare to try to figure it out. We tried to do 50 cents an hour. Well, then you end up with your lower paid people still.
They're short. They're like 47 cents or something like that. It's weird.
All the way around, so.
Yeah, it's just very hard to make it because of... You're handcuffed by statute. You have the 90% or 95%. And
which it makes the fact that they made us do the compensation board make no sense, because they didn't change the statute when they made that happen. And it's like, you guys are, you just need to know what's going on down here.
Okay.
And I honestly, I think our property tax is such a mess that how we'll ever figure what we're going to get.
We'll never know until we get valuations. And that's just...
And the valuations are going to be messed up this time so bad. Now, is it next? Now, Friday is the last day to file. Are they going to extend
that
again?
Is that homestead?
Yeah. It's a homestead.
Probably people that have long-term rentals, so they can fill out a form with Department of Revenue and say, this house I'm renting long-term. And so they'll get a break on their property tax. If they don't, or if they're short-term rental, the property tax is going to go up significantly. Mm-hmm. And so, but the property is still valued the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the formula that comes to where we get our money is different.
Oh.
That house is still worth having, but its use of it is going to change while it's taxed.
Oh, interesting.
Which changes our valuations.
Changes what money we get in based on that. So
right.
I just...
Okay.
And people are really upset about it. Is really upset.
Yeah.
Because also, to get the homestead relief, your home can't be in an LLC. It can't be used anything.
Yeah, it's got to be personal ownership.
And you have to live in it.
Yeah.
Or be a long-term rental.
Okay.
And then in Billings, we were talking about this, once your home is valued over $1.5 million or something, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
So they reevaluated a bunch of homes in Billings, and shockingly, they came in at 1.6.
Huh.
How did that happen? Shocking.
Kimberly finally got hers done, so their name is on it, because she just bought the property. It takes way too long. It's just like the death thing.
Yeah.
It takes way too long to get that paperwork to the state to get the name changed. So she had a terrible time filing her exemption.
Right.
So
I just think people are you're gonna see it in the November election.
Yeah.
They're not really happy. So all they did is kick this can. They shifted it.
Yep.
They didn't change it. They just decided if he's paying. It's going to make more people sell some of this property that's vacant, not long-term rental. They're going to get out of the Airbnb business.
Yep.
And it was all directed at Sky and Flathead.
Mm-hmm.
It was looking at those secondary homes that are not Montana residents.
Right. Yeah.
But they didn't realize how the net caught all these other people.
And then
turn
around and because they own those homes, they're buying their big expensive vehicles and licensing them here to get out of paying sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
So
they've done that for years.
They created another mess there as well.
Right.
But I look at it because as I'm filling out this form for the long-term rentals, I can't imagine the Department of Revenue has anybody.
The worst thing
they ever did was close down offices and have these remote locations
because all
of these smaller communities, like, we're suffering because there's no one here to do the job. And I'm not saying Debbie Bell isn't doing her job, but she's got a whole vast area. When Sandy was here and she would go out driving once a week to see, you know, so we suffer for that. If it's not on the tax roll, we're not getting the tax money for it.
Sandy and Gary went out on their four wheelers and found properties.
Oh yeah. Well, and he was in the road department, so he benefited too, because
some of the new properties aren't on county roads. So
right.
They went out on.
Oh yeah.
On the roll mine place and found properties and got them on the rolls.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that now.
Right. Yeah, that's just interesting. Okay.
There's people living out there now. I don't even know.
There's subdivision up there, like, they have such crazy changeover. Like, they just had a new person buy out there. Dad met him the other day. It's just, you can't keep up with who all's out there.
So I've got this resolution. This is to amend the local government review budget because I didn't budget both years. This year, I just budgeted the new year amount. So this is just to increase the budget to
$97.45. I will approve the resolution 26-019. I'll second that. All right. And the next time that comes up, we need to put on, well, I won't be here, but you need to put do like Yellowstone County did, so put such a big amount on there that they'll vote it down.
On the cost expense.
$475,000 is what they had on their ballot.
Holy cow.
And I asked John, who's still alive, I said, why'd you guys put that kind of, well, this is, they're not going to vote for that. Okay. Because it, that's more than 2 mils up there, even up there.
Okay. I'll save this resolution for Hannah. I could give you the fire update while we're still waiting. He'll be calling in about 4 minutes, but it won't take long. Nicole won't be here today, so she gave me a write-up. She's doing a live emergency operations training. The fire department voted for Travis Gamble to be the fire warden for this year and will need his appointment confirmed. Bill is remaining the chief. The DNRC fire assistance program that she applied for was awarded for $5,000. We would spend $10,000 and they reimburse $5,000. And I have the letter here, but we'll do that by resolution because I don't know when we're getting the money.
Spending the money on?
I don't know. There has been some concern regarding radios, and I completed an inventory with all personnel, and there is a total of 10 radios, with two of them being from the ambulance inventory. This grant will be ordering an additional 5 radios, a chainsaw, and 10 big boost antennas. I called everyone that was on the previous fire roster to confirm whether or not people wanted to continue to participate on the department or not, and our current roster is 22 volunteers. This updated roster will be given to Marley so she can update workers' compensation insurance, which will help it go down because we had 32.
Yeah, 30 on
there. 32, yeah, or 33. If you have any questions, please let me know, Nicole.
Well, when there's 5,000 that they're doing, I mean, we're spending 10, but we get 5,000. Does 5,000 come out? Does that come out of the fire department budget or the fundraising budget or out of the auxiliary?
I would assume it would come out of the 2340 fund, since the grant money would come into the county, is my assumption.
I don't know what 2340 is.
2340, that's that rural fire that when we got away from the auxiliary, that's the account
that's
that was
set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. The regular fire is in the general.
Yeah, and that doesn't even have 5,000 in it, I don't think.
There's no way it could have any money in it. According to this, get on the right line. They've got $40,000.
Mm-hmm. We've not touched it unless it was drafted. We have not.
Contrary to, if you read some of the posts on that they're putting out there for advertisement, carefully enough, you'll see there's an issue somewhere again.
It appears that there was $250 contributed to that in the last period, last month.
Yeah, they have receipts of $250.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people are donating to this fund,
mm-hmm.
which is great. That is exactly how one
it should be.
Yeah. And then the direction needs to be given when claim comes through if that's where they want that money to come from.
Okay.
Because again, we have the $500, but if it's out of their fund that they fundraise for, we can't say no.
No.
We can't anyway.
No.
I know that we can't. I can't.
I question 10 radios. There's only 10 radios?
That's all she could confirm.
The ones that we got with that last 911 money that came. That this is the newest things that Alan did.
Yeah, when we got those.
Yep.
And then it was just a struggle to get Eastmont or whoever to come do whatever they do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Program them.
Yeah.
Yep. So, oh, here's Adam right here. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. You are on speaker with the commissioners.
Hi, Adam.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right, well, instead of just jumping in and talking, do you guys have any questions? Just checking in with you guys today. I mean, any questions, any thoughts, concerns?
I don't. I still want to pursue that quick fix money on if we have any bridges that it might go to. But I don't know exactly, you know, they just at Mako, they just kind of, it was a brushed overview that it's, there's still some funds available for quick fixes, like up to 75,000.
Yeah, but they weren't too crazy about telling us how to get it or
what it actually, how you could utilize it. But if there's an availability for that, because, you know, a community full of irrigation ditches, we got a lot of crossings.
Absolutely. Well, I can give you some of the details on that one. The quick fix money, I talked with Kathy a little bit about it, and it is not allowed to use that on bridges that are under 20 feet in length. And the easiest way to think about it is any of the bridges that MDT inspects, you're going to be able to use that funding on. Anything okay. that MDT doesn't inspect, you can.
Okay.
So
that's one. Out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ruth.
That leaves our bridges out.
Some of them, for sure. Yeah, I did take a look at the pump house bridge, and I don't know if you saw in the email follow-up that I sent to you guys. On that one, the deck planks, although they're not like in great, perfect condition, they don't actually control the load rating on there. And really, the purpose of that quick fix money is to address issues that directly affect the load rating or the, basically that prevent traffic from crossing the bridge. Essentially, it's load rating is what it comes down to. And I believe on that bridge, the girder actually controlled the load rating is what you have. And I think the best option for that one, just to be honest, is one of those MSEP grants as it comes out. And I do have more information on what happened on that one, if you guys would like that. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to get the deck replaced on the pump house bridge.
Okay. That explains it very well, the quick fix. It has to be something they inspect. And so
that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, for sure. And I do realize that the county has needs for those under 20-foot spans because at the end of the day, it's still a bridge, whether or not you want to classify it as a bridge that MDT inspects, it's still infrastructure there. So right. I get it. It's just sometimes you have to thread the needle on that.
Absolutely.
For lack of better word, bureaucracy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we went through, we took a look at some of the responses on that as far as the MSEP grants and kind of tried to figure it out what happened on that one. And with that MSEP grant, what we identified was the issue is there's one specific section where they say that they want to have a breakdown of the hours and basically the average cost of those hours for the preliminary engineering report money. And when we took a look at that, Kathy took a look at what she had submitted, and she did not have that within the actual submittal. That's just 100% on us. And it was something that we missed. It would have been as simple as just saying it's an average rate of $10 an hour and 500 hours or whatever the heck it was. But that's just something that we missed. And so we kind of talked with Kathy about it. I mean, there's nothing that we can do on this submittal. When the next one comes up, it's as simple as adding that into our grant application for you guys and getting that submitted on your behalf. But that was on us, and Kathy, when I was talking with her, she was definitely beating herself up about that, but it is what it is at this point. So apologize about that, but there's nothing we can do to change that one at this point.
That's all right.
Sometimes those are nitty gritty, so yeah.
Yeah, no harm, no foul. The Department of Commerce has been a little slow in distributing money or awarding grants, so it's okay to mess around if they're not going to get money out anyway.
Very true. Very true. They are horribly slow.
For sure. And just to be honest, although we definitely would have prioritized it and made every attempt in order to get it done this session, I don't even know if we would have been able to get it done this session. They usually had issued those things out. I think before I started here at Staley, they used to give those things out in September. I mean, it was all the way into 2026 here, and we were kind of hounding them, like, when are we going to hear back on these things? So it would have been a tight time frame anyways.
That's what I mean. I don't know what's going on in Department of Commerce, but most all these grants that are supposed to have been awarded or notification sent, they're easily a month behind. And that's being gracious. A lot of them, like you say, are 3 to 4 months behind, and you still have the same close window on them, so there's not enough time to even comply with the grant to get the funds. So it's okay to miss this one.
Sure. Well, appreciate you guys being gracious on that one and stuff, but we definitely are set up to not ever let that happen again in the future. Did you guys take a look at the letter I had sent about the congressional directed spending? Did that make sense to you?
Yeah. And actually, our sheriff's department was in on one round of that if the funding is there, but I'll be truthful again and think with my mouth, but we can't even get the TSA open. How are we going to award? How are we going to fund these grants on the federal level? I would love to. I mean, I've thought about different things we could apply with, but the sheriff's department was awarded, I think, close to $100,000 or something for search and rescue and that, but it has to, but Sheehy's office went after it, but they have to fund it, and I just don't see the federal government getting any of that done.
Because all of that comes down to Homeland Security, and they're not going to fund it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I appreciate the information on it, because it does intrigue me.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could contradict you guys with a more optimistic view, but I don't know if I could.
We're all realists here at the table. Yeah. It doesn't mean we can't. You got to ask for it to get it. And that's why I keep trying to think of different ways. But I definitely don't want to say it's pie in the sky wishes. However, it kind of has to be something that's not urgent and needed, because if you're counting on that money, it might never show up.
Right, for sure.
Which tells you why there's so much misspent money out there, because they're not talking to each other.
I agree with you. Yeah. Have you guys heard anything on your MDT projects yet, out of curiosity? Not that I'm involved, I'm just kind of curious.
Nothing. No. Hannah, who lives down there, has seen them. Sounds like they're doing some core sampling. She's seen some vehicles there, but that's it. And of course, irrigation ditches will turn on in a month. Mm-hmm. So there's, if anything's going to happen, it would have to go to clear till fall. And there's state bridges here on the state road that they're going to work on. That all they're doing on those is just moving cones farther out into the roadway.
We're down to one lane traffic.
Right. It's true.
I'm thinking with my mouth, but yes, that's what I would tell you. That seems to be the approach we're taking. We just move the cones or put up bigger ones. We're not seeing any progress.
But that's a quick fix.
Yes. Yeah, that's the quick fix. But I would guess with the core sampling, because, you know, on the Gibson Bridge that you facilitated so nicely for us, once they did that core sampling, it wasn't that much longer that things started to roll.
For sure. On an off-system bridge, which are the bridges that you guys maintain, even though MDT inspects them, the luxury that we have on those is the process is a lot faster. like, we're able just to be nimble, be quick. We can give you guys a call, jump here on the commission meeting and get answers and kind of hash through all the details, and we can deliver a project very quickly. With the MDT level, I can tell you it's not that way. And no. I think you guys were already aware of that.
Yes.
On some of the projects that we have, they've done some of the core sampling as well, the soil testing, but they haven't actually gotten us working on our stuff yet. We're still working on that contract negotiation. And so I don't know where they are as far as whether or not they've got the design rolling on those things and stuff, but it's, I don't think it's going to be as quick as it was over there on Gibson Road. Just trying to be a little bit more of a pragmatist or realist here and not set you up for disappointment.
No, but I would guess this, you know, at this point, maybe we see something in the fall, but if anything, if they can have it pre-built like you did on the Gibson, where they just come and drop it in, maybe next spring at this time. Otherwise, it'll be the fall of 27.
Hmm. Sure.
Which was the original date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's hope you get that one right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay, well, is there anything else you guys have any questions about or anything like that other than the quick fix? And just to be honest with you, I don't know how many bridges of your guys' fall within that quick fix, but I definitely can take a look real quick to see if there's anything that would fit within there. But I'm not too optimistic, just to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, not if they have to be inspected. You know, it's a double-edged sword. We really don't like them to inspect when we find out things. Because, you know, the one up public where we put the culvert in, didn't even know that one existed.
Not on the radar at all.
Nope. No. And it was nice.
The bridge?
Yeah, that bridge where we had the fish that were
down.
Yeah. Marlo, come on now. Don't be talking sense here now. Yeah. I just gotta keep quiet again. So.
Yeah, because we are recorded. So we can go back and listen to our greatest hits at some point. But thank you so much, Adam, for all the help with this. And for me personally, that not getting that MSEP, that isn't. It didn't change anything for me.
No.
Because that's just the start. And they say the longer they drug their feet, I could see, well, it's all right, because it'd be virtually impossible to get the work done in the scope of work done in the parameters they put on the grant.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Well, then I'm not going to take too much more of you guys' time. Okay. Stuff thawing out, and hope you guys have a wet spring, somewhat wet spring, not too wet though, right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a good one, Adam.
Hope you're wearing green.
Right? St. Patty's Day.
You're blue. Oh.
You have a green pen.
I didn't feel bad about that
thing. I didn't either.
It was worth trying for.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah.
It was worth trying for, and we could get ahead of a game, but their time frame really messed things up.
This is, they're having a public hearing with the EQ, so this is like correspondence for you guys if anybody's interested in going in April.
Right.
And I would assume Helena. Helena, Montana, in the wilderness room.
The wilderness. I'll go see if Hannah wants to do her resolution real quick.
Lower the quality of high quality waters. This doesn't even make sense.
Honestly, don't you feel bad for our state road guys? Because they're the ones that have to move those, and they're the ones that take the flak, and they don't have any say in it. They don't have nothing to do with it, but there's got to be a better way.
Well, just moving those cones is
it's a quick fix, but it's somebody's gonna be hurt.
You're moving right along, huh?
Here you go, Hannah.
I like those. Yeah. So we have this resolution that officially says we're gonna proceed with selling the property for the last vote. And what is it? Yeah, you accept the offer from Charles and Rebecca Genoway, and we'll proceed as agreed upon in the buy-sell. And Marla Moore is designated and authorized to sign the warranty deed, realtor transfer certificate, and all the closing stuff. You can look at that, but that's what it is.
I'll move to accept resolution 2026-020.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Then I'll send it to the title company, and once they get that, they'll tell me what time for you to come on Monday.
That's what our time makes it work.
Okay.
So
thank
are
you.
They coming here?
Yeah. I believe everybody's going to the title office in Forsyth.
Okay.
They were pushing for Billings.
This is available by Zoom.
And I asked if they could go. Generally, could go to Billings, but it's closer. It's nice and fun. I say they. But Corey was pretty workable.
Man, he made some fast cash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it, but man, he did.
Thank you.
Try to make it sound like he worked really hard to get that money, too.
McMahon, he couldn't find where it's been advertised.
Me either. But I did after you sent it to me.
Oh, okay. It was hard to find. But yeah. Google search in here.
So you sent out the things and others, and I had to name all the places
that are for sale, and it doesn't seem interesting.
Is it run much for sale in Treasure County?
No.
Just I did. Since we have time, so we have our joint meeting set next Thursday, the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, it's at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the study commission after. You're just going to be meeting out that day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the interlocal agreement I put together, combining the other two, the shared services and the fire. You don't have to look at it now. I just wanted to send it home with you to have a chance to look at before that meeting. And I gave a copy of the same thing to the town council last Wednesday. So we can still make changes. It's just trying to get it all into one document.
When are we going to have this?
Thursday
the 26th at 5:30. Right here.
6 right here.
Followed by an exciting public hearing for study commission.
And then the review board is at what time? At 7?
Study commission's at 7.
Does that give us enough time?
I think it better. If it's going to go over an hour and a half.
Then I'm sick.
Yeah.
Well, you got that thing. I got that thing. Yes.
And that's here, not at Dan's.
Correct.
Okay.
Because the local government is a public hearing.
Okay.
And we posted for the 2 weeks, so we're sitting good. But cool. I will, let's see, I'll have Marley sign this. I'll go nab a copy and then bring it back to you.
The idea was that we would have some people here for the public hearing.
Right, to catch the town and the county all here already.
Yeah, we get some people, and I don't have to say, but that would at least present opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to be passionate about it to get right into a meeting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And to kill only one evening, not
yes.
two with
yes.
these meetings.
Yes.
So, cool. Okay.
We're just rolling right
you
through
are.
It, guys.
Yeah.
Trying to think of...
We probably should wait till 1:15 for the other, since it's...
Unfortunately, yeah, sorry to make you wait, but I don't think it's going to be contested, but I don't want anyone to say otherwise.
Exactly.
Well, they need opportunity to state.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then, do we have to wait till 2 to call Nancy, or you can call her at any time?
I told her 1:45, but she said she was pretty open today, so...
Perfect, I'll be back.
Okay, so we could take care of that, and then... Call her right after.
Hi, Deb.
Hey, Deb.
We're coming up to the hot seat.
Come on up.
How are you guys?
Good,
yourself.
Good enough. It's going to be muddy for a bit now.
It's your better than that dust. Oh. You can't give him away any notes.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, I have some things. First of all, I guess we'll start with Lainey's maternal child health block grant and the bullying prevention project that she's doing. I thought I made copies of this.
Do you want me to make some?
No. So this is going to be the t-shirt logo that they designed, Dear Rebel, Stand Up to Bullying. And so we ordered the t-shirts, came through on claims. We did 118 t-shirts. That covers all the students and the staff. That's coming through maternal child health. So by doing it ourselves, the t-shirts were $384.39, transfer paper $112, the ink was $119. Puts us at $616.84, about $522 a t-shirt. I feel like we should give Jane something because she can't use tobacco hours to do t-shirts. So I was thinking maybe $2 or $3 a t-shirt. I was going to kind of hold off and see how long the time investment was. Do you guys have thoughts on that?
No. Well, once she does the initial one, the rest of them aren't that time consuming as putting them on the shirts. It's going to take time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I think she's got the sample done. She was talking to Lainey today, back and forth, about if Lainey was happy with how that looked. So that's what I got as far as maternal child health. I bought two of the mounting hardware. Should have come through in claims today to get those TVs up on the wall like you guys have, because we're tired of tripping over the thing you drive around. There's one in the clinic. I'm not sure where that TV should go, but how do I get on the agenda for the, not the agenda, but how do I get on the list for the guy that does that kind of stuff?
Tell me, I can call him.
Okay. Marley kind of knows the guy.
Yeah.
Marley knows the guy.
So you need TVs mounted?
Yeah, and they're down. They're right by our check-in desk right now. They are very heavy, so I'm not going to haul one of those boxes, but one will be in the LAPC room. And
okay.
I think they'll put it right on the wall where the food table is right now.
Okay.
And then do you guys have any use for those racks that hold the TV mounted that you can steer around, because they
won't like that?
No.
It's
like what we have at the center.
Oh, okay.
So you don't know of any place in the county that needs one of those?
I would say the community center.
You guys need one at the fire hall, maybe?
The new fire
hall. I don't know. I think it would be all right to store it at the center. And then if we need it at the fire hall.
Because there's two of them.
Yes. Because we also have the two TVs that were here. Because these are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And so
they could go on those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just hate to trash them. They were.
I would say they should go to the community center because they have it.
So outreach with Megan about that to see.
Yeah.
What are the best days to come over to do that, Deb? What days are you there?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, but if like a Wednesday or Friday works better for him.
Okay.
Like, I think he's going to need some help because just getting the TVs up into those mounting brackets, unless he has somebody.
He did these by himself.
You're kidding.
No.
All right. I can give you my key if a time works better than another.
Okay.
If you guys have a key, I mean.
I'll talk to him and see.
And we'll try to identify where we're going to put the one downstairs.
Okay.
But we don't want to burn the telehealth bridge, although it's non-existent right now. The other thing that we did.
I think it'd be great to have them in the fire hall. Just don't, to make sure they don't get broke.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Until we get things a little more established, it's a great idea to put them in.
It is.
We're still
Learning.
We're breaking the whole damn thing.
We're feeling our way.
Everything is, you know, it's all new. So, and eventually that would be ideal. So,
yeah, well,
that would
be great.
I got the memo today about getting the sand room stuff out, and I'll start to work on that. I'm afraid that most of the things that we've got out there, we've got one little storage shelf, and that really, I mean, I can load up and hit the Reservation Creek canister side in and out. Whoops.
Don't tell us that.
I never did that. This is a wrap card that Jane and I created. We're having some problem just because it's been done so many times with provider outreach, and it's required under our grant. 8 healthcare providers, a quarter in the 4 counties. So I really liked the messaging about this wrap card. Jane took it and went with a company named U Printing. And I think for $2,000, we paid like $238. There's some shipping that'll come through on the next set of claims for Jane. But what we're going to do is we're going to individualize these for each healthcare facility. So a person sitting in a waiting room can pick it up and call the quit line themselves, or we're going to refer back, you know, Rosebud Healthcare Center, call this number and make an appointment with a provider. That's about the best that we thought we could do. So we're happy with the cost on those. And then I wanted to ask Marley about health department credit card, if she heard anything about that yet.
I'm in the process of reapplying.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And then as far as we decided to spend some of that additional funding per county on youth mini grants. Right now we've kind of thought about $1,500. If we get more interest, then we've got a little bit of wiggle room, slightly above that. What we're going to ask the youth groups to do is, so this is actually Montana data norms in the state of Montana through Youth Risk Behavior Survey. So there's 4 different components they can do. 3 out of 4 Montana high school students have not vaped in the last 30 days. 98.9% of Montana high school students have not used smokeless tobacco in the last 30 days. 80% have not used marijuana. 93.1% have not smoked cigarettes in the last 30 days. So we're going to make that kind of our centerpiece and ask youth groups to take those 4 data points and create some kind of media, as in that we can use for posters, cup sleeves, for coffee, at coffee kiosks. We can donate those and the message can be out. We thought about table tents that can be put up at businesses. So thoughts on any of that? And then did you guys have any questions? Because I missed you last time. I brought last time stuff. It was a lot of grant stuff that I was looking at. I talked to a guy. Did you get any of that about the kiosks that they're putting in communities? Is that all kind of foreign and I should back up a little?
Yeah. It's not foreign.
Okay. So basically, a medical director kind of said, yeah, I don't think so. So that's kind of where we're at with that. But other than that.
Well, I had talked with Lainey because Rosebud Clinton County had grant money that paid for the Avail system in sheriff's vehicles.
Yeah.
Rosebud County, they kind of thought they wanted to get rid of it. It's going to cost Treasure County $300 a month. And while I don't, we have 2 tablets here, if one would be in the sheriff's department, I think it would be great if one was in a school, because I hope it's never turned on. And they will provide training for that. And you've used Avail and you like it.
My only question about it, because I don't know the program, is what happens if you have a positive that needs to be acted on? Like, with limited resources in the county, we never want to be, if this tool, I understand it's some kind of a tool and if it screens that yes, you have a state-style youth, then where does that football lie with whom?
So
If you're going to do the non-911 call route and you use the eval system, use the tablet, the provider through the tablet says, yes, I believe that this juvenile should be seen, then the person that's there at the school, at wherever the staff is, should immediately call 911, get law enforcement and or pretty much law enforcement, but ambulance will get on scene that point as well and maybe transport the person to a provider.
So how does that work with parental consent for a minor under the age of 18?
So I can't, that's kind of new to me in the state of Montana, in the state of New York where I'm more familiar with the eval system. If a police officer deems that a person needs to go to the hospital to be evaluated, which I can tell you that any police officer that doesn't, at the point that that person over eval says does, they're crazy. But once law enforcement determines that they need to be seen, they can transport to the hospital. The parents need to be get on board pretty quickly, or else Child Protective will take over.
Okay. Like, I don't know that that's really a health department thing at all, if it's going into the school, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I just had called her because I knew the board, and I felt that you should be involved in the discussion on it, because...
Well, if we
don't you don't have anything to do with it, but I wanted the public health to be aware that we were considering this, that it didn't necessarily involve public health, but... Rosewood County is putting it in Forsyth School and Colstrip School after our discussion about it. Because in the discussion with Avell, I said to them, you know, take one suicide to destroy a community.
Exactly.
And so if there's a way with $300, it would help. I hope it's never turned on. I hope it's not anything. But full disclosure, I said, quite honestly, go to a public event and look at the youth in America. This is a real need. There's a real need. There's problems.
Oh, there's no doubt there's a real need.
And so I was just involving them, not expecting anything with it. But I think it would be beneficial if your department wanted to go in on the trainings, because it's going to be obviously on a Zoom training, because it's a telehealth company. You don't have an in-person training.
And like I say, my only concern is... different sets of standards. I'm saying same with law enforcement, right? If you actively know that something is going on and the football gets dropped, then there's some liability that comes back on you. That's what I want to avoid.
Yeah,
and it's not that I don't care or don't think it's needed. It's avoiding liability so that you guys don't end up in a lawsuit because we didn't do something.
I guess the best way to look at it is, so the best way that I could explain it to someone is, if you're a mandated reporter, which you're a mandated reporter, any mandated reporter, any time that there's a child in danger, mandated reporting, you have to report that. Look at it that way, and it takes all the headache, liability, concerns, confusion out of it. So if you just look at it as mandated reporting because that person's in danger, you're fine.
Yeah, that makes sense, but then does that indicate that a nurse would need to go to the school, or this is something that happens independently within the school setting?
No, I would say that most likely, like I said, what would happen is if you get on that system and the providers that's interviewing that, those people that are on that tablet, determines that this person needs to be transported, they need to contact law enforcement.
And this all came about because Rosebud County Sheriff's Department wanted to drop the whole program. They did not want to have anything to do with it through their budget. And I don't know if that's because they didn't want to spend the money on it or there's disagreements with their commissioners. I have no idea, and I quite frankly do not care.
I'm not going to say 100%. But I believe I am the only person that's actually ever used it.
And you've had the exposure to it, something similar.
That being said, it's a lot less. It may be used more once it gets in the schools and stuff. But as far as I know, I may be the only one that's ever utilized it over there.
Yes.
Well, especially where we don't have any, is there even a counselor at the school right now? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I have no idea. But in our conversation, I brought it up like that, and then that made everybody kind of start thinking, yes, there is. Because like I said, I'm being honest. Go to a public thing and watch kids.
I don't think, and I may be incorrect in this, but I don't think the sheriff's office is going to continue with the program. I think the tablets we have now are going into the schools. And I think the concern was because it was significantly more expensive over there with the budget than it sounds like it's going to be here.
Well, the total bill is $1,519 a month. Treasure County's picking up $300 of it. Rosebud County is $1,200. And so it's not that big of a budget.
No. So if Rosebud County drops it, then does Treasure, because
we're
you
committed
guys
to, we're signed up for a year with Rosebud County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're committing to $3,600.
Okay.
Because I met with the Rosebud County public health person and Bob Lee and Abel, and they felt those would be the numbers, and so.
The tablets sit in the office, and then if there's a student that's experiencing something, the student can go down and self-refer and ask to do this, or a teacher can self-refer, or, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the structure.
I have no idea.
What the structure is going to be there, but. I would say that if, you know, if there's a student in need, the teacher is going to get a hold of someone in the office, and then someone in the office are going to know who to contact within the school. You know, the funding side of it, I mean, I can't say names and stuff, but the one specific incident that I used it for example, the person was going to need to be placed in custody, driven to Billings, probably get to Billings. They're gonna talk to that person, discuss the issue, and in that particular case, they would have just had to been somebody would have had to go pick them up and take them back to Forsyth because they weren't gonna be
they weren't gonna be
put into any kind of treatment. So the interview over the laptop.
Save the
if it costs you $300 a month. Yes. You're going to have that much in just that trip alone, and then
it'll cost twice that to go.
That was my thing exactly. Yeah. I said, and then on the upside of it, if law enforcement chooses, and again, I don't know that, but just the opportunity to have it for $300 a month,
school,
and then we have two tablets, and our youth are in our future. So we could have it in the school. Those were my thoughts on the whole thing on it. And again, when they said $300 a month, I would say, I happen to go through our claims, and I know that we bill $300 a month in multiple departments that I never see any good come out of. Absolutely. I mean, that's full fact. When we go through those claims, I can tell you there's $300 a month in multiple areas that is just water down the drain.
School on board. Anybody talk to the school about it?
We haven't. I mean, we just are signing the contracts, and so then Rosebud County will bill us, and then once, there's got to be some training, because this is simply that you don't just go and so many times they deal with it. We know enough about how government works that as soon as I say, this is a great idea, there's 14 people that will tell me, Ruth, it's not going to work.
I get that.
Without even thinking about it. And so even if the school doesn't, we have had two tablets in Treasure County a year. They've been here. And so,
but haven't been utilized very much.
We have not had one time in Treasure County. But if we have two tablets, we have 1 month and we have a second tablet, why not? Why not put it someplace that...
Well, and I wonder if it can be promoted that it's available. Is it just for kids? It's for anybody?
No, it's for adults.
It's for anybody. So actually, can we promote it that there's a screening available?
I have no idea. This is just from the salesperson, and I think the $300 is good money spent for the opportunity to save law enforcement a trip.
Well, not only that, but once they have that eval conversation over the tablet, they also, if the person has mental health needs, they'll set that up for them right there at the end of that interview. So at least there's some follow-up for that person, and they have a direction to move towards than just be.
So
not
can
knowing.
They be treated via the tablet?
No, they don't. They don't. I don't believe they consider it treatment. It's just it's an evaluation to determine whether or not they need to go to the hospital.
But fun fact, in speaking with the salesperson or their whatever the person from each region. It's like, oh, we can, it's a telehealth company. We can get you your Z-Pak. We can do whatever. So I'm sure there's other options that we could sign up with this company that has it's a telehealth medicine. That this part of it was just for mental health. Because it came from Eastern Montana Mental Health Board is where the initial stuff came from.
And I agree with you 100%. I mean, if it's just one, then there's definitely a benefit to that. It seems like it'd have a bigger application in the county. You know, if you're experiencing, we post them the 811 sign for suicide prevention, but...
Exactly. And so once they come and do some training, maybe we can get it out there that it's available. Again, this is typical government. We have personalities, I think, involved that in different areas, not just our two communities, but resistance to, if it's not my idea, it's not a good idea. And so, you know, again, it's kind of like, well, we want change, but not that change. So
these are all the things I've learned in seven years. But we want it to be my idea, not yours.
These are the things I've learned in 7 years. So, but I just looked at it and I said, for $300, that is nothing. That is, I can find $300.
See what happens after that.
Yeah, I said, we can try it a year. And I said, but a program will never work unless people buy into it. And so if there's initial resistance from the start, it will never work.
I'm not resistant. I'm just a CYA.
Absolutely. But I'm not dragging that.
Trying to be
from a person that used it a lot where I was before, to me, it's the best CYA tool you have.
Yeah.
Because you're going to sit there and you're going to have to debate in your own mind whether I should call law enforcement or not call law enforcement. Is this something that I should call about or not calling about? All you have to do is turn that tablet on and let that other end, the person on the other end of that tablet, or interview them, and it takes all the responsibility away from you and it puts it on those people.
Yeah, because they're professionals at it.
Correct.
So, like I say, I was just looking at, we have two tablets. We should consider it.
Police officers where I were, they of course, anytime change, they don't want to have anything to do with change, and this is ridiculous, and this is ridiculous. And I can tell you, once the program got started, everyone loved it, because then it's not on them. It's on the person providing the information on that.
Well, it's kind of good timing in that if the school's on board with it, a person could almost, you know, when they send home the stack of paperwork that goes out to the parents, that's another thing that, I mean, parents are funny, right?
Yeah.
But maybe there's a release or an opt-out if you do not want your child to be able to use this.
But like you said,
you don't,
because if you're a band-aid reporter and you're reporting, you got it. You have to.
But sometimes I think you're going to find stuff that you would have never suspected with that program.
Well, it's not like every kid uses this. It's just as when they're in crisis.
Yeah, yeah. No. This is only if they express self-harm or some other type of
situation
need to be evaluated. It's not a every kid goes
every
on
kid
the
list.
No, absolutely not.
No. It's a case by case as
needed. I'm hoping that, like you said, I hope no one ever turns it on. But here I would guess that if you have one or two kids or people, even adults, one or two individuals at all in Treasure County use this, it would be a lot to me this year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and
thanks
Greg, when you talked about the fact that, we're a telehealth, I was like, well, you have done all this work for telehealth. You've done everything. You've provided it all. And yet, no, just kidding. That's not going to work. No, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Again, you've done all the legwork. You're ready. And so maybe if this is the company, it's like, you bet.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And it would help.
I'm with you. In this day and age, I mean, I can get onto my Amazon account and click on a button and have an appointment with a provider. I just don't get it anymore.
Right. So. And so maybe this would be a trusted company because like, we are a telehealth company. That's what we do. And we would have access to it. The other thing was, I've had to come in and do paychecks before, and my question to the payroll people was, why am I approving the hours up for the people under you? Because I have no way of knowing. Is there a reason why the commissioner has to sign all of those? Or do you sign them and then they sign?
I never see them.
Yeah.
But.
And so I asked these gals, because I'm a newbie, and so I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I don't know.
See,
yeah,
we all have, and we're getting you. You used to sign them.
For like Carla and people in. I mean, I could easy enough, I guess I could have them send them to me and I could sign them if that's something that's needed.
If you don't mind.
I don't even know who signs mine. Thank you for signing my time
sheet. Yeah, I sign them all because it's like, how could I test this? I don't know.
Well, and then Brenda's done at the end of the month. So just have them start sending them to me.
And we should sign yours.
Yeah, because you're the department head.
But you're department head, so you should sign the others. And like I say, you used to sign them. But they were more convenient to get signed. I think if they sent them to you and you send them to Marley.
I can do that. I can just scan them all.
Because, and you would know if the hours recorded were. Because it's like, boy, I'm putting my name on this. And
well, I had a little bit of a scare. Did I tell you guys that Jane applied for a job that was open at the state, a tobacco education specialist? Did I tell you about that?
No.
Starting pay was $31 an hour. She makes like $16. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what's left of this year's grant, but I might see about doing like a retention bonus or something because she doesn't have any health insurance and we can't give her health insurance. I don't know.
Why can't we give her health insurance?
Because she's a grant-funded TES. The
grant doesn't allow money for all health insurance.
I mean, maybe you could slide it in under cost of employment, but that's a slippery slope then.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just, she made the interview phase, and she didn't end up by getting selected. They went with an educator, which is fine. Yeah. But the only thing she would have had to do was go around to Eastern Montana counties and give presentations to you. So
basically doing the same thing she's doing.
Doing a lot less than she's doing right now. So, all right.
Sorry.
Thank you, guys. Anything else?
Thank you, Deb.
Yep.
Thanks, Deb.
Adjourn for lunch. Okay. Reconvene after lunch.
All right. Well, the first thing would be your Treasure County Sheriff's Department agenda item. And as you know, Sheriff Seastrom put in his resignation to be effective the end of March. And so we have been advertising to appoint a sheriff pending the general election. We've received one applicant. I'm not aware of any others. So Scott Upchurch, he has applied or has put in for the election, and he has applied to be your sheriff in the interim. And I believe it could start effective April 1st after Sheriff Seastrom leaves. He provided a letter of interest, resume, and a whole bunch of certifications.
Showing his qualifications.
He's here. And generally speaking, he is above and beyond the required qualifications.
Bonus points for being in attendance.
Yeah. Yes. So if you would like at this point, you can move to appoint a sheriff for the interim to basically step in effective April 1st.
I move that we appoint Scott Upchurch as interim sheriff beginning April 1st.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
And I guess if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to make a copy of this to keep, and then I'll give the rest to Marley for personnel file.
Yep. I'll get a tire packet together for you.
Any questions, comments, anything else on that? You guys made it easy.
No, just to let everyone know, I kind of already have a path to start. When I get here April 1st, it might be a little crazy the first week, but then after that we can pretty much settle right in. Just trying to do some transition with office stuff.
Okay.
So I have a couple requests for Sheriff Seastrom, if he's going to apply to them or not. I'm not sure, but hopefully he does, and it'll make it a little easier.
We've managed crazy a number of times. In the spring. Right? It is, yeah, so it'll be great.
It should be all right. I've had additional talks with Chair Fulton, so I think we got kind of a plan. They're gonna be in need over there. If I leave, they're already one position short in Forsyth. They're gonna be two. They're one down in Colstrip, and they're gonna be two down. And for right now, they're two down. There'll be two down in Ashland. By the end of the month, they'll be three down in Ashland. So they're gonna have some needs over there, just like we are here. So between the two of us, we should be able to work through it.
Yeah, and we have been advertising for a deputy or under sheriff. I have no idea if we've gotten
that. I've had, now that we've made the appointment, I'll tell you, I've had three different people approach me already about working. Probably going to be kind of a reserve, or I'm not sure, in Montana, part-time, but all certified police officers, all with more than 5 years experience, mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Great.
With that, we already did the land. So, it's you.
We did all my stuff this morning.
Did you? And what did you guys decide on compensation board? Did you set a meeting date or anything?
No, I just asked them what I should prepare, and we just decided just to continue with the percentages. Okay. Instead of doing like, because I did four different options. Sure. And longevity last year.
Sure.
And then we'll just do the percentages.
And you guys went through the warden.
We talked about the warden. We didn't actually appoint.
You didn't, and that's, we do need to actually appoint that. But yes, I read them Nicole's
beautiful
letter.
Email. Yeah. Good deal.
Let me talk about this training. We're appointing Travis, right?
Yes.
I'll move we appoint Travis as firewarden.
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
So I don't know, this isn't, it's kind of, it's not on the agenda, but apparently our generator did start.
Yes.
And I'm sure she knows.
She knows. It's actually, Sean probably has a better idea on it than anyone. It seems to, anytime the power flickers a bunch of times, it goes in cahoots kind of thing.
Yeah. So we have, I forget who that is. I haven't read that. They're going to be coming the 23rd, I think. And I'm just going to have them write like a cheat sheet on the side on like a couple little scenarios to where, you know, if the power does flicker and it throws it into an alarm mode, we know how to actually, because right now you can reset it, but sometimes they're saying like if you hit that e-stop too many times, it'll just, the e-stop can just break because they're real sensitive. Oh. So instead of hitting that e-stop, there are other ways around where we can, you know, kick that alarm off essentially. So
yes, I was sitting out at home, you know, all the neighbors are called to see if they power, we didn't, and then it's a doubt. Well, but the school does, because we have this beautiful generator, and then I heard, no, the school did, so, because it didn't kick on. But, because I love the fact we have a generator there. That's the coolest thing, that, you know, if it would have stayed out, that there was a place that people, if they needed it for medical devices or whatever, could go.
Yeah, and like the last tech that came out put a code on the computer, so then we couldn't access it, because like Bob Keel, I usually call Bob. Bob's a little smarter when it comes to like resetting some of that stuff. And so the last guy actually put in a code, and nobody knows the code, so they got to come and erase that code and put in a new code. And so there's just miscommunication, I guess, going on. So
we'll get it figured out. It's there.
And it's okay. I mean, it didn't come on, so they're only out an hour, and it wasn't 20 below.
Yeah, right.
But we know that.
Right.
Could have been a whole lot worse that day than it was.
It was bad.
In connection with the sheriff appointment, Sheriff Seastrom was on the 911 board.
Yep. I've already talked to Keith Raymond.
Okay.
I believe he was just waiting for whoever was appointed. We're going to obviously have you do the same thing.
Yeah, he and I talked about it. I told him we so. Okay.
Got lots of stuff, Julie.
Okay.
Good deal. And Marla, I will call. There's some chat. Chad are going back and forth whether closing on Monday will work or what's going on, but I will call you when it's all settled, and if you don't hear from me, it means there's no closing as planned yet. It's coming.
Okay. Yeah, whatever day and whatever time works for you guys works for me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sean, did you want to go before I call this?
Is that okay? Are you?
Did you need something, Aaron, or are you just listening?
Just listening.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I have good news. No bad news, luckily. Just some questions, too. Where do we start? I got a couple complaints about community center. We need a changing table, I guess, for... Did you guys hear any of that?
No.
So the table next to the toilet, we were all talking about throwing it away. Well, it got thrown away or moved.
The makeshift table.
So okay. They make those, you know, those wall-mounted... Yeah. Did you guys maybe want to look into getting one of those where we can... Because they're afraid that they're going to change the baby's diapers on the floor in there or something. Or do we put the table back?
Changed my baby's diapers in a whole lot worse place, but okay.
I'm just the messenger.
I know.
Fold up and down.
Yeah, just the. Yeah, if you wanted to look into it, that'd be okay. Okay.
Put it in the women's, yeah. Put it in the men's.
I was going to say, just put it in that
big the big one. One. Yeah. I think I would.
And that is community center, not fire hall. Okay.
That will be next.
Yeah, it will be.
Should we order two of them?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right.
My God. I've never seen anybody have that many kids over there changed, but all of a sudden.
I don't know. There's,
It's a senior center, basically. I think that's great. I just.
Really?
I know all about the table. I've heard a lot about the table prior to this. I didn't know it was there for that reason.
I had no idea.
I would not change my baby on that table. I'm just telling you right now.
I think it was there. I thought it.
It's still there.
But it was to hold, because it was rusty and nasty. And I thought it was to hold supplies, because then I heard how dirty it was. I've heard a lot about said table. I can't even picture it, but I have an idea of what it looks like.
It looks like an old metal.
Why can't they just use the end of the couch?
Or the couch. There's a couch in there. That's what I do. But it looks like an old medical cart, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's got two levels on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, I would not put my baby on it.
Another thing, do we have like a fire extinguisher company that we go through to like check extinguishers?
Mm-hmm, they come every year.
Yeah, the fireman company.
So, do you know who they are? So
I do. I've got his number.
Firemen out of Miles City.
They are out of Miles City.
That's the same guy that comes and checks all the fire extinguishers. I think you've lit him in a couple buildings a couple times.
That's the fire extinguisher stuff. It smells.
Oh, maybe that's why.
It is.
The new gal said she wants a brochure, like a bulletin board. I was going to kind of get with you guys, too, on, like, I know in front of, like, Aaron's office, Hannah's, whoever wants it, to look into getting a small bulletin board so they have somewhere to where they can pin up, you know, I guess whatever brochures or anything.
I think she was talking more like a slotted shelf, just because they have that table in there and they have all the brochures on the table. Mm-hmm. But putting it up on a shelf so they don't have to have that
folding table that's right there when you hit it when you're walking in, or you're moving those wheels, the ones on the wheels, and then they fall off.
Yes.
And one must replace them as you found them.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
And then I get with, like, Aaron wants one or whoever, Julie or you, and then I could just mount outside of their office, so then, you know.
I think it'd be great, because
it'd clean up a lot.
You don't have, I like to go up rather than flat.
Yes.
Because, I mean, Jeff just showed us how they were getting more, these are going to be, what you call these?
Rack cards.
It took me a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't hear rack the first time.
And then... the brochures that we have in that, apparently, somebody was showing me, they're from like early 2000s. I don't know if we needed to reorganized.
Over there?
No, back just back here in this back room.
I looked at those too. Those ones that are in the flat thing. And that cool. It's like a cool thing.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if you wanted to.
Because most all of that stuff is online. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we.
This whole generation didn't know you could fill a format. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Signs. We ordered signs for in front of the fire hall. Those should be in sometime.
Handicap parking. And then the no parking signs mm-hmm. for the fire.
And then. The condensate line, we're going to have to move it. So I ordered some troughing. It's like I seen it at the school, actually. I had to call Bob and see what it's called. But it's like a trough that runs. It'll look clean, too. But essentially, that trough will run into that drain to where you could run over it with a wheelchair. And then that condensate line will delete all of it up until right below the where it comes out of that tank. So...
It'll take up that pipe, right? That sticks out.
Yeah, and then
the drop.
Yes.
Yeah, then the the blow off line that's been kind of dripping onto the floor. I figured we could probably, instead of cutting into the concrete and doing something fancy, we could probably just put something under that line because it's just dripping maybe once every day or something. Maybe get a drip out of it. So by that time, it's not going to fill anything up.
No,
so,
it'll evaporate.
Yeah. So,
that's why we never see water there. We just see the white stain.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I figured I'd just build something kind of fancy under it.
They make those little, it's like the trough, but it's just like a catch. So it's just like a little square that you put underneath it. So that way you don't have that.
Or a cooler container. We're going to get back to it. Coffee can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, no more than it drips, just a chew can as well.
Yeah, there you go. Or just cap it off.
Sarah Green container.
But it's, we've got to get that trip hazard out of there. And like I said, the wheelchair, there's no way you can get a wheelchair in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I built a box around the sprinkler. And one of those, and I tested them, one of those valves, and I called Virgil already. I think he said he had some of those valves. So I'll get the sprinklers kind of up and make sure those are ready to go this spring. And then to kind of recap on the doors, did you guys want me to look into getting bids for the doors? And then I talked to my older brother, and he was like, well, man, if you're going to do doors, you might as well... if you guys have any other trim projects. And that's why what I was going to mention too is because a lot of door companies, they do other trim projects outside of doors. And that's what I was wondering, you could do all matching doors with like a jury stand, and if you guys wanted to reface like the jury stand and the judge's stand too, and then it would be all matching wood. Mm-hmm. But I can get quotes on all that too, like just doors separate from these two. If you guys wanted me to start looking into that or just hold off. We got a lot of projects going on too, but.
I don't think it hurts to see what it costs.
Doesn't hurt to have an idea.
Because I know that gentleman that came to do the security.
Yes.
We were going to look into kind of integrating that with the trim. So.
And putting that security thing up there for Aaron and Lynn's mm-hmm. as well, so that way they're more, they have a shelter that way.
Yeah.
And at the time we discussed, but I think there's some of the opioid money stays in our county, and mm-hmm. that's where the people are using, other counties were using that for their court security.
Okay.
So, I don't know how much we've got. I know it's not a lot.
We have $1,700.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, I think we have, like, another 30 coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another $30?
Yeah. It's been, like, trickle.
Right. Right. Over, like, so 5 years.
One of these days.
Yeah.
But you could use that somehow for the up there security.
Okay.
So, are you guys going to plan on putting just new lettering on the fire hall doors? Is that... Or did you actually order signs?
Well, the signs they were getting is those, there's those metal signs that you don't even know that are on the side of the buildings.
Okay. Because in going through the treasurer stuff, there was a whole bunch of decals
they've already
ordered mm-hmm. that have never been utilized.
We don't know.
So there might be some parking.
That's what they are.
Somewhere.
Yeah. But that's what the, but,
yeah,
that's
it was
what
like $2,500 worth of decals.
Over here?
We don't know
they,
where
they
are.
They've never been put up anywhere.
We bought some stuff on this side too.
Well, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
But there's no parking stuff for the fire hall somewhere.
Okay.
So I don't know if Bill or Jared got it.
Yeah.
Because he went to go pick them up in Colstrip because that was the day you wanted to take the county car.
Remember, and they had, but I think the signs you've ordered in that are those plastic ones that are going on the metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're plastic.
The big vinyl ones you guys are talking about is the big no parking.
They're the decals.
So we have some of those.
But nobody knows where they are.
Nobody has also looked. I never asked Bill, it just. Until you guys mentioned it.
Bought letters and then we bought stencils. And
yeah, there was a lot of something.
So I don't know.
I think stencils would probably be better. Because
you can reuse
them. Up in the sun, right?
Well, that's
for
what's
sure.
on now. That's what's peeling off is the vinyl.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a whole thing. We've had very many discussions on it. And every time I drive to town and look at it, I can tell that we just talked about it.
I will get to the bottom.
We did make a decision.
Nicole has the treasurer stuff, so she can tell you exactly what was bought, but it was from that outfit in Colstrip.
Okay.
Where they all ended up, I have no idea.
But maybe if we asked Bill, maybe he would know.
Right. There's a receipt in there for it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty much all I got. And then I didn't know if you guys wanted to. My contract ran up like a year ago. I don't know if you guys wanted to re-up it or not.
Are you willing to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to renew the contract.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think.
We can't do that. It's not on the agenda. Sorry.
Let's change your motion to have Hannah fix the contract for us to sign next time.
I amend the motion to have your contract looked over and for Hannah to bring to our next meeting.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Right.
The years go by fast.
I know.
They do.
I feel like it's been two.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. I'll get a hold of Bill or whoever and track down some signs. Then that would be nice to know.
Danny has his phone number down there.
I think I might have.
Do you have Bill's number?
Yeah.
I think I have Bill's number too.
So you're looking for decals and stencils.
I agree, Aaron.
What?
Huh? It'd probably be better if you called.
No, I know. That was a joke.
Okay.
They're like brother and sister.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Did you tell them about your closet and stuff, too?
Yeah, it's work in progress. I'm hoping to have it done before. I hope you guys like it.
You know what? We have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
Did you want to mention that wall?
Huh?
The wall.
Yeah, the pony wall. Yeah, the short wall?
Yeah.
So I put one in. The problem is the electrician I got with him, and I asked him a couple questions, and he was saying that they put outlets on the side 4 feet up because per code. We can put power in there if you guys agree not to park vehicles in there. And so I told him just hold off for now. Eventually, if we wanted to run power into that island or that wall, we could. So then you could plug crock pots or whatever else. But he said because of gas fumes, like if something were to leak or whatever, they don't want lower outlets in there. So I told him just to hold off of it. But we did move that outlet on the inside so you don't have to run the refrigerator. Yeah.
So it's not by a extension cord.
Yeah. So... And luckily we caught that because there was a loose wire in there that was arcing pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to need to burn this thing down.
Yeah.
It would not be a good plan.
No, so.
So what's your phone number, Sean?
It is 623-1085. Yep. Actually, I had my phone for years, and then I got rid of my old number.
I can't remember.
And you probably still remember that number?
I do, yeah, and I give it to everybody. So they're calling some random person. the way.
Okay, I'll just share that contact.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, cool. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Okay. You didn't have anything? Okay. I'm going to call Nancy real quick. Let me get the number here. And
brought this in so we can look at Barr's chart.
Oh, look at you go. Good job, Julie.
So your laptop looks like hers, and you just
hi, Nancy. It's Marley with Treasure County. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I've got you on speaker with the commissioners. I have to go grab one employee real quick, but you are on a conference right now.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. This is Ruth Baker.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Good. And Ruth Bowie and Marla, we're here too.
Hello, everybody. What's your weather like over there today?
Fabulous. It's melting. It's probably, I bet, 60 degrees or so. And everyone's
here too.
Yeah, everyone's happy because it's muddy.
Oh, but the wind and the sun is drying it up real quick.
Exactly.
I know. We have wind here today too.
63 degrees.
Oh, goodness.
Should we get Danny?
Maybe Lindsay. Because Lindsay will be the one that creates accounts if you do it.
Yeah.
Nancy, this is Julie Pinkerton, and I'm the treasurer, and I'm in here too.
Hi, Julie. I'm glad you're there because this affects you probably more.
Okay, so this is land sale.
Do you have the bar's book?
Funds. She has it on her computer.
I have it on my computer.
Okay. But I have the 2000 fund types printed out if you wanted them. Okay, Nancy, so I just wanted you to give the options to the commissioners, and they can tell you their thoughts on kind of what they want, and that way we're all kind of in the know.
Was I supposed to go first?
Yeah, we'll let you take the charge. You're driving, Nancy.
Nancy Everson.
Oh, so I had, I guess, a couple questions for the commission. I know you wanted to set it aside, right? Like a rainy day fund, but did you have anything like specific? Did you want to designate it for capital only, or could it just be anything?
For me, it's just anything.
Yeah.
I kind of like it to be invested in stiff, like our federal mineral royalties, and we only use the earnings.
Right, which you absolutely can do. If that's the case, I would set it up somewhere as a special revenue fund.
Special revenue.
Somewhere in a non-levied 2500 area, probably. Somewhere in there, as long as you're not in the levy funds and you're not over in the state and federal funds. That way that it's just, it's in its own special revenue fund. And then it could just be invested in STIF, right?
Yes, yes.
Without having its own separate STIF account.
Correct.
Because it will earn interest based on the balance in that fund.
Right.
You could, no, I guess I wouldn't do that. I think unless you wanted to externally restrict it through some sort of a trust agreement or something, I would leave it in the special revenue fund, somewhere in that area.
And you said one of the 2,500?
I like that very much because I don't feel I have the
authority or responsibility or desire to restrict the next people who come into my seat as to, it's basically like putting, when you die and you put a restriction on something, it's the line coming from the grave. I don't want to do that because I can't foresee what would happen with Treasure County.
No way from it, no.
But I would like to make it to where it's singled out so that it is accountable. If anybody comes and asks what happened to that money, we will be able to have that fund that will show the money in and out or whatever took place.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes. And you can always, you have the flexibility in that special revenue fund of transferring money to a capital projects fund if you want to. If something like that comes up, or just spending it out of that fund, whatever it is. So, yeah, it's a nice problem to have.
Mm-hmm. And then we can still take the earnings off of that, and they could go right to our general fund. We don't have to put them back in that revenue fund, or would you suggest we just let it grow and then pull out as we needed to?
Oh, well, you could do it either way you wanted to. I had envisioned that you would allocate the interest earnings to it because earlier you said maybe something where you kind of tried to maintain the principal and just spent the earnings.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But we could do that. That could be year to year. We wouldn't be bound to anything, correct or not?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be you're just the three commissioners deciding what you want to do with that. Okay. So that can change at any time.
But if you have the interest it gains and it just goes back into that fund, then the next month it will earn even more interest because that fund will be greater. Yeah. If you push it to the general, it won't do that.
Correct. I think we would only probably use interest money out of there like once a year at budget time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It makes most sense to me to allocate the interest to it.
Because then it's continuing to work for Treasure County taxpayers.
To help the budget.
Which we need right now. And then when you guys decide the account fund to create and everything for it, can you also put in the resolution that you want it to receive interest? Because I have to set that up in our system so that it gets interest.
What resolution are you talking about?
Oh, they usually do a resolution to create a fund, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's unanticipated revenue for this budget year.
So unless you spend any of it, you probably won't have to do a budget amendment because that's only on your bottom line expenditures. But for sure, doing the resolution will make it much more official and a clear trail of what happened, how that came to be. As institutional memory gets lost over the years.
Right, you are.
That's why we're laughing.
Okay. That sounds. Thank you very much for the help with this.
Thank you, Nancy.
Liz, did you have anything?
Did you have a question? What kind of expenditure account would you suggest?
What kind of expenditure accounts would you suggest for this?
I probably wouldn't set any up until you actually know what you're going to spend some money on.
Okay.
If you decide that just every year you're going to sweep that interest and spend it on something, then that will depend on where you're sweeping the interest to. It might just be an operating transfer line out against an administration or the commission department and division and to whatever fund, but you also might decide at some point you're going to spend $50,000 on a bridge or something like that, then you would want to set that expenditure line item up to show that it was a public works expenditure. Or you can elect to transfer out every single time and budget for the project money in the fund that it would have come out of, like a capital fund or the bridge fund or a road fund. So I don't think I set anything up right away because you're not going to move any money out probably for a few months, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then when you budget for to spend it, then you can set up a expenditure line item however you want to.
There's no point setting up a full fund of line items.
No, because, I mean, you probably will only use a few.
Yeah.
Better to put it up as your butt seat or as it comes up. And on the other side, just interest earnings on the revenue side is all I would set up.
Yes.
Okay. What about for the initial account to put it in?
You did say the 2,500 funds, right, Nancy, to initially put it into?
Yeah.
But what about the account under that?
Marley, let me email you a range.
Okay.
Because I don't know what you're going to have in that. Some counties can get quite a bit in that because it's kind of a free-for-all range of special revenue numbers. But
it's between 2,500 and
I'll email you a range and then we can go from there.
36.99. And what were you talking about, Julie?
What account under the fund?
Oh,
to put it in. Just yeah. Miscellaneous
like
revenues
the sub-account?
Or?
That's what I was looking at.
Oh, the initial deposit?
Yeah.
I would use miscellaneous revenue.
Okay. Does
I'll look at that too. Just because it was a sale of land, there might be an other asset.
Does the
better?
Just a quick question, Nancy. Does this affect our audit? Would we have to have a federal audit with this monies? Or is that just federally funded monies that?
Yeah, that's just federally funded.
Okay.
So this should not affect your audit. I mean, you're already over the $1 million.
Right.
Total anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably have some questions. So what, I mean, what was just land that you owned, right? It wasn't parkland or anything specialized.
No.
You shouldn't have any problems. You'll have all your supporting documentation and
okay.
Show the auditor how you intend to spend it.
Okay.
Or how you're restricting it and keeping it segregated.
Okay. Any more questions?
I don't think so.
No. You guys?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Nancy. Well, thank you so much for the time and clarification. And, yeah. I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I'll email you, Marley.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you,
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. Bye. Okay.
So we're just to get right now and get around 4%?
Mm-hmm. It's on the
sheet that you gave us?
It was on the front sheet. It wasn't on that sheet.
So, that being said, since we only have two of Well, we don't have all the debt for the bank accounts. Is the YID and HID water, their money, is that invested in STIP?
Everything. Everybody's money is invested in STIP.
Okay. And then you have to allocate it out to their account?
Yeah. So the only amount that is not invested in STIP is going to be on that first column where you see the Stockman Bank.
Right.
So that is not invested in STIP. And then
the savings, which was the 248,747, 248,747. So then if you go over a couple of columns, everything that's in STIP is the 2.3 million as of the end of February.
Because then when I look over here on this and it shows transfers in, that would probably be the, like on YID and HID, that would probably be the interest.
Probably.
And since you're digging into all the irrigation district stuff, is that okay to have it?
Are you talking to me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Digging into what?
The irrigation rules and you burned on the election and that. Is that okay for their money to be co-mingled and then invested with the other money? I have no idea.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
I don't either. Honestly.
Since you're finding out on irrigation districts, I wondered if that, because the question did come in our meeting about having these funds all co-mingled.
Mm.
You know, there was that question.
Mm-hmm. About having them what?
Co-mingled.
They can certainly take care of them themselves if they'd like.
Well, it came.
I don't think they want to.
Or they could receive less interest if they would like as well.
This is a good thing for them.
Yes, they.
100%. This is a great thing because if they weren't in with all of the, it's like I keep saying, if you weren't under the umbrella, the very favorable umbrella of Treasure County, you wouldn't have the opportunity you have to benefit from it.
100%.
And so.
We all benefit from having it all in.
Yes.
That pool.
Yes, that agreed, 100%. I just want to make sure we've gotten the questions, and it came because Stockland Bank broached it to somebody that these accounts were, and so that made me think about this. Which I don't react to all the questions that I'm posed on a daily basis from the general public, but I restore them. And we retain them and then process it into the correct amount of what we need to get to.
As of the end of February, our interest rate that month was 3.9% with STIP.
Because I'm kind of figuring
it is going down a little bit month to month, but not a whole lot.
No, it's going to should hover right around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of figuring on a 1.5 million sale, we should be receiving in around 1.4. Would be my guess by the time we pay we return all the other things.
And basically what I do with STIP is I keep as much of it in STIP as I possibly can. And then when I get reports from everybody of what claims they're going to be sending the school, YID, HID, county, what I have to send to the state for remittance, I take all of those and then whatever I need to cover that, I pull that from STIP and put into our account. And other than that, everything, I do keep the one savings account that I just moved 100,000 of that back to STIP. So there's 148,000 in the savings account so that if something got missed or something, I could immediately go down to Stockman Bank and make an immediate transfer to cover our payroll and claims account. But other than that, STIP, I could put in right now that we need money from it, and it would be there in the morning.
Right. When you look at this balance on here, we know we have 100,000 coming to Colbert, and this is based at the end of February, so we really only have March, April, and May when we get the second half property tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good position, but I had to ask on that when I looked at these deals on HID and YID because, you know, they're under the favorable umbrella of Treasure County.
Yes.
Which Treasure County then is basically securing on that part, even though the cash is there.
And that's where the question came from.
Exactly. And on this deal here, this top number, the top where you have the balance, that's after you've already reconciled that, because you don't list outstanding checks. And I'm sure you have outstanding checks.
No, at the end of February, I didn't have any outstanding checks.
I had a check. And I had cash.
My checks, treasurer's checks, not claims or anything.
Okay.
just treasurer's checks.
The ones that you write.
Yes. Yeah. The checks, the checks I issue.
When I found it at the top of my desk, I was like, oh.
That's like the guy, oh, I didn't want a jury check, and he just holds the check. That makes a bookkeeping nightmare.
Mm-hmm. That's what I knew it did, so that's why when I saw this, because I thought, I've been waiting for one of you to say it.
I just scrolled
the check.
You just interfaced February last week, so I just caught it last week.
I just caught
it. My apologies. You're not the only one.
It's all right. It just gives them a little extra work.
Okay. All right, guys. We have Bill.
One more question. What's the difference between your checks and her checks?
They come out of different funds.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a payroll clearing account. We have claims clearing account. And then Julie's
treasurer's
account.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, mostly my checks are all written for town. Whatever we received in taxes, I write a check to the town, I write a check to the conservation district, one to DOJ, one to DOR, and then any other checks would be like an overpayment if somebody
so
overpaid their taxes. Well, this is a balance of all of the cash funds. So this total down here, is the same.
It is. They all, yeah, I saw that.
So it's all the cash accounts.
But those clearing accounts, they're going to clear, obviously, the words clear. They're going to clear out. And so if they collected, those outstanding checks are collected in the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Do you feel good about what Nancy told you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I just didn't want to have to explain it 50 different times, and that way we were all, I had everybody here that was needed to be in on that conversation.
I like the interest in it, and we do one sweep at the end of the year.
Okay, so just have that revenue line for the interest, and then at the end of the year we'll fund whatever fund you guys decide, so that way it's not
so
set in stone.
That money is going to grow faster on that land sale than if we take the interest every month.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so it would make Treasure County, in my opinion, be more honest on how it's operating, if it's operating on what it's supposed to,
mm-hmm.
rather than pouring from this other.
Yep.
And then we have this to sweep the interest over to budget with.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because we don't want to piddle away that money.
No.
And
it would evaporate.
It would. Yeah. Well, you know what happens with federal royalty money, which is in pretty good shape right now.
67,000. I mean, if you got 4% on the 1.4,
yep.
67,000 doesn't seem like a lot to other communities. That's a lot.
Yeah. That is a lot.
Because that's half of our insurance bill.
Yeah, that's
a
lot.
So if we were using earnings off of something to pay half the insurance, and interest all of a sudden went back to 0.5% or something, then we're scrambling on the budget to make it.
Yeah, work. It makes it tight. And then putting like, adding the expenses on the fire hall with like the event coordinator and the supplies and the utilities, all that, it's putting a lot of strain on the facilities budget, which we'll know more at the end of the year kind of what we need for next year, but we will have to increase that budget to cover expenses. So
getting back to your
conversation.
Yes.
I think we'll ever make it back.
Gives a more true picture.
Yeah. Yep.
We keep paying attention. We keep paying attention.
Yeah. It's very bossy.
Okay. Did we want to take Bill real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on up,
Bill. Come on up, Bill.
I wasn't really on the thing except for to come to talk about what's going on with the fire department and the fire chief and fire warden. I thought there was going to be some other people here possibly to discuss that. Last year we came and worked through making it one person. That's how the state, we went and talked to all of them about it. We got one through some sort of voting that wasn't done per Robert's rules or anything. They decided to separate it, so I don't know what we're going to do there. So apparently Travis Gamble's now the fire warden and I'm the fire chief. But the interlocal agreement we talked about was with making it all one. We made it all one. It worked last year as all one, so I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with that. That's what I just come to listen to see what was going on or whatever. I didn't put it on the agenda. So I'm not sure what else, but other than that, the fire department, we've just been, other news with the fire department, the trucks have been setting out. I saw that the email came out today about the sand room, so that'll be waiting on that to get cleared out so we can park some of them in there. I left them out over the time right now. They did get the gate repaired. That's kind of helping. Being that you got an event coming on Friday, no use dragging the muddy, snowy trucks in there the next couple days to turn around and bring them right back out on Friday. So I might have to bring them out on Thursday so they could prep. So we left those out. Everything's still fine there. But not sure what's going to happen with the fire warden, fire chief, how we can, if it's going to change or if it's going to stay or what the way it was done. So that's what I'm here to discuss. So, so I don't know. I didn't see anybody else here for it. Maybe Aaron's here for it. I'm not sure.
I think she came in for, we discussed the money on the iron thing.
Yeah. Your thoughts on it, Aaron?
I guess, is it on the agenda? I thought you guys already did this.
Yeah, we did. We pointed based off of the notes that came from the treasurer, or from the secretary, because Nicole's not here and they wrote her minutes from the, or notes. I don't know if they're
there. She wrote an email for an update.
We're in the process of renegotiating with the town on shared services, so.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at here. I wasn't ignoring it because Hannah just gave us our interlocal, and so I was looking to see what it said about that. And I don't see anything about that. About Chief Van Warden.
What did the fire department bylaws say?
Nicole has all that stuff, but it's...
That's why I came at two, because I thought there was a discussion. If it had already been discussed earlier today...
No, there was no discussion. It was just a report given. Nobody's been here to...
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't see it in here, because the fire protection of purpose, no separate entity pension, wages to the volunteer fire, property and equipment...
In there that we share the equipment. Town takes the town equipment first, but if it needs, it can use the county equipment as backup. And same vice versa, the county fires go county, you know, first. If it's outside of the town limits, county equipment, and then the town equipment can be used to back it up. And that's what the previous interlocal agreement, and I would have
basically this says vehicles and equipment. As of the date of this agreement, the town's only vehicle used by the fire department is the 78 Chevrolet vehicle. I'm guessing that's that yellow one.
Yeah.
So we actually can remove that because it's not used. I mean, it hasn't been used. The remainder of the fire department vehicles and equipment is owned by the county. So. Vehicles and equipment owned by the county may be used by the fire department upon fires within the boundary of the town if the equipment of the county is needed and available. It is intended that equipment of the county shall be used as a standby equipment in the normal case of first priority on the use of the same fires in the county. So basically, yeah.
So. Not in your office, maybe.
So this needs to change. This 78 Chevy needs to change to the new truck?
No, the new truck.
Oh, it went to
the county. That's right. The new truck is the county. Basically, if the last time we had that joint meeting, the town had talked about selling that truck and getting some good out of it. And again, every time I bring it up, before you bring it up, the town, you know, you have to have both And the, for insurance, and they've told us we do not, insurance companies said we do not. So I strongly urge the town to go get some funds off of that truck that doesn't turn a tire, other than you taking the effort to pull it out and pull it back in, and pull it out and pull it back in. And there's some real value.
Right now, we haven't had a structure fire that we need a structure rigs on. We've been real fortunate for that.
Right, but you have the new structure rig.
One thing.
Yeah.
And my other my kind of track onto that track a little bit. If we sold that truck, what happens if they don't have a fire truck now? Because all the other equipment, like you say, is owned by the county.
Then the county takes their equipment and goes to their fire. That's
it's
what
all same people.
That's the
I know it's all county people. I totally agree. It's all one.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it all as one thing. I'm with you on that. It's all one.
We are not in a community that's like, nope, they can't use that bit because there's a fire. Get in the vehicle and put it out. And
we've been there.
And you're going to use the best equipment we have. The reason why I think the town will look at selling it, they're always short of money. And that's like a boat anchor. They could generate some revenue, but then they could maybe use it for backfire equipment. Maybe who knows what they could use for. I'm not going to say. But right now, its biggest job is creating for you to pull it out, pull it in, sweep, pull it out, and rinse, repeat. That's all you're doing with that. And so,
and I feel lucky that that's all we have to do with it because we don't have.
But you have a nice, don't say, because you have a nice structure rig that was given to us, a very, very nice one. And very thankful we got that, and so that's why I know that that's the one that will go to the fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I would hope. I'm not going to tell you how to run the fire department, but boy, if my house is on fire and somebody says, oh, I can't use the nice new one, I've got to use it in my house for it.
Might be a double pressure
fire. Boy. Why not?
I would be.
I can tell you the time that happened.
Mm. So. Yeah, I don't know any part. None of it. I wasn't at the meeting. I don't believe any of you were at whatever meeting. I don't know. So okay. We just got a report of whatever took place.
Okay.
But it came out today because we're wanting to get these things done to clean up these buildings with the PO deals. And I know Jared went to Cold Strip or ordered them or did something. Do you know where the decals are? Were there decals?
Yes, I have the decals. Okay. They're in the building right over there.
Okay. Were they decals or were they? Because we talked all
about them. They're stencils is all we got made.
Stencils. Okay.
And we talked about getting them painted on there. We were going to paint them, then the weathers and everything. I have them. They're right on the shelf right over there, okay. Right behind the whiteboard. They're made up. And we just need to get them painted on there. We got to get the old stuff sanded off. I recommended, and say we need to do is paint like a white square over everything that's there, because once we sand those other ones off or try to get them off, it's going to look bad. So we put a white square and then put the lettering inside the white square that says no parking fire department with a white background. And when we need to redo it, we just paint the whole thing again white, put the red lettering on it, and then we could be done. I think that would get done a lot quicker.
Yeah.
It just needs to, as soon as the weather's good again, I recommend that we get it, being that we got the gate fixed and everything else. We've got the doors fixed over there. We've done a lot of improvements that a lot of people probably don't even see. Now we got the remote control doors, which help a lot when we're leaving. We can hit the door, don't have to jump back in and out. We've gotten the new rig, you know, that was graciously given to us. So we're making some good moves. We got the other building. If we get the sand room, that I think will solve some of our parking, especially in the winter time where we have the events. And like you said, this month is a very busy event month.
I tried
to get an April event going, but it got done for this Saturday, so people are, I know we're going to have the stuff on Friday in the main hall, the big one on Main Street, so that's going to be, and hopefully it's generating some money that can help pay for the building and maybe get us some stuff to
we get
improve
nothing
later.
There's nothing paid to the county for that function, because we don't charge for the nonprofits. We haven't. And so we will address that, just like there's no charge, you know, for the auxiliary on Saturday. But it's good to know about those decals, and I agree with you. Because we ordered, or Sean ordered, not we. I don't like when we use we, because that insinuates you have a crowd behind you. The county, Sean, as a facilities person, ordered the signs, because there's faded out signs over there that
they're still
on the buildings. And he's always ordered those, and he was looking at the no parking, and that's what brought to mind that we had talked about this before.
Well, if we're using Sean, I know he did the fence between
between the park and the parking lot.
On the park side there, he did the fence there. I know he helped Dave on some of the yes. back doors now fixed on the main street hall there. So if he's doing some of the handyman work or some of the work, I can more than gladly give him the stencils or
that would be
get
good,
them to
he
him
does take care
if
of all
he's going to be doing that type
of
work.
He takes care of all the facilities for Treasure County, the handyman jobs.
Yep, so I can make sure I get those to him next.
That would be great.
I guess I could run over and bring him back over.
You can, here. You can, yep.
You might see him sometime.
I might, yeah. I might add to his
hopefully,
list.
Hopefully.
Right? Right.
It's great. All of this
so
is good
we already appointed on the...
We did, based on the memo that Travis Gamble, correct? That's what our...
Yes,
what we
yes.
did today.
Gordon
and you're the chief.
That's a hand-in-hand of this. She read it all off.
And we can,
that's why I thought it was going to be at 2 o'clock. If I'd known that it was going to be handled before 2, I would have got here and voiced it. Since I was understanding it was at 2 and not earlier in the hour.
This discussion has changed multiple times in a year. It can change after we have another meeting or however. Because the commissioners, me anyway, we're only as good as the information, and that's what was presented to us that was at the meetings. And so.
You guys had a meeting, and that's what you decided. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get those stencils and get them right back over here.
Yeah, and we'll get this prettied up. And
yep.
Okay.
That's the 19th.
26. And then we'll have our public hearing after. Possibly, since Fire Chief is in, this is just me, public citizen, since Fire Chief is in charge of town, were we to ever get the town council to sell that, maybe a Fire Chief could find a way for them to put that money back into fire suppression in a manner that wouldn't have you driving it in and out and never taking it to a fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so come up with a list for them, because that would really help to sell that idea. That they could build that into the town part of the fire, that it's not a vehicle that you as fire department just keep maintaining it, and it's just getting older. Because I don't know anything about fire suppression, but I know there's things that you can use that might be of more benefit to your department. And the chief, if the fire chief suggested that to the town council, that carries a lot more weight than somebody who lives 7 miles out and doesn't have any say in them. That don't have
they actually have two trucks to sell, I believe.
Yep.
Did they ever get the title straightened out on the red one?
Sean,
I haven't looked into it recently, but.
They have the title for the one red one. And I'm sure they have the title for the green one.
I would imagine.
So
yeah, just
when I go over their meeting, I will.
You could think about things, because I just think that better ways.
59 Dodge is the one that had the title issue.
Of equipment could help the department.
Yeah, they got it all fixed.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty
so
sure you
many
guys.
Titles. I have
I know.
No idea.
I'm pretty sure they got it all worked
that's
out.
That's the one that came from.
I'm pretty sure.
But that's just my idea, though.
I remember
sure,
it.
I
just
think
don't
you had
remember
to
the
specifics
one.
Of it.
Yeah, and I don't remember what vehicle, like, year, anything.
Yeah, there was another person involved in all of that mess, too. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
78 Chevy
that
truck.
Three trucks.
Pump that needs to be leaks a little bit. And
right.
Tanks that haven't been tested for years, so... probably get $5,000-$6,000. There's people that like them for different things.
Probably little subdivisions, they can have their own fair.
Right, so then something like that, it would be used, because it's still.
I'm encouraging them to send the red trucks to the auction, the billing auctions. They actually did very well with the patrol vehicle that we'll send over there. So that's where I've already talked to them. They're just waiting for them to get there, and then they'll do a big advertising thing. They're actually excited about selling fire trucks.
Yeah.
It draws people.
Yeah.
The older ones are going to draw probably a lot for the parade people that want to.
Yeah, 59 parade vehicle bringing together. A crowd. Yeah. I think it's very exciting to take those and get them to a place where they'll really love them, and then that money, the town of Hushon will really love it. And
that way, and using the building auction, we don't have to park it out there, don't have to do all the other stuff. It just goes, it's a public auction. It ran through there, it's a lot quicker and simpler.
Yeah.
So, all right, and they only charge $35 to sell it. So,
yeah,
that was a pretty good deal that I thought right there. Mm-hmm. They were only going to charge $35.
The Musters pays a pretty good percent, not $35.
Yeah.
So
they share in your
way. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.
Credit card. Who do I give this to? Do I just give it back to you? Or
if you have it filled out, I'll email it to you.
I have it filled out. I've got to finish putting in the socials.
Yeah, once you put that in, just send it my way and I'll
Okay.
Or I'll send you her email.
Yeah, I can just talk to her if that's okay.
That would be great.
Do we want a commissioner on here? Do you guys want your own card?
No, I don't.
Just want to use mine? Okay, we can do that.
Which I gave back to you, right?
Yes, you did. Okay. And I wanted to make sure, because like with Scott, I'll get Scott on there. And then Deb, we talked about having her, so I'll get her on there. And then Robin and Julie and Aaron, and I don't think Hannah wants one, but is there any other department you can think of off the top of your head that might need one? No? Okay. And I put myself on there as the one who can go in, adjust, and I put 25,000 as the max. Okay.
Don't tell Rhoda.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
All they have to do is listen.
I know, but so.
I think that this is a good start.
I do too. Yeah, this will be good.
I think Lindsay will like getting, as I go through each one. Lindsay, when she's doing claims, and especially like even for Deb,
mm-hmm.
when it's on that one card, she's not going to have to
figure out.
It's going to be different, but it will really streamline.
Yeah.
You have one bill.
Yeah, it'll be nice. So it'll be really nice.
Charged where, but yeah.
It'll be good. And it'll be way better, I'm sure, than what we currently have, because it's hard customer service-wise to even just get through to people. And I have to call in every time to see, like, what the pool amount is, because if I call just with my card, they just give me my amount, which I have up to the X amount. But if the whole pool is already up to X amount, then I have nothing. So it's just dumb.
This is the way they explained. You'll be able to access online anytime.
Sweet.
And then be able to. So, because I'm guessing we're lots of times having late charges on some of these bills just by the time we meet.
When you can put it on the card and it's just done.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. Okay. Anything else? Oh, meetings.
I went to the weed board meeting. 911 the last time, so
I did a whole board on Zoom and then my local meeting with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Okay.
He's not a happy camper.
Are you ready to adjourn?
A second.
Okay. Yeah.